You're listening to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
What's up, motherfuckers? Welcome to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com. Give us a call, 856-381-4500. Email us, jerseyjerks@riotcast.com. Hit us up on Twitter and Facebook, and make sure you download the Riotcast app and check out all the other great shows on this network.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. That's the shit right there.
Went from making music to making okay movies.
Yeah, he's making one on the Flyers.
Yeah.
Broad Street Bullies.
Yeah, I heard they're having issues with that, though.
Really? I didn't hear any of that.
Yeah.
What's the issues?
Issue is they're looking for a studio to pick it up. Apparently,
nobody wants to pick it up.
Not only do the Philadelphia fans not back the Flyers, but apparently movie studios now don't either. They're also having a problem with casting. So.
What kind of problem with casting?
They just can't. There's certain people they just can't find that they want, that they're already tied up in other, you know, whatever. It's like, whatever, dude.
You might have to
take your time.
Yeah, you might have to go the miracle route where they didn't have too many.
Take your time. Flyers got plenty of time left before they do anything good.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's Thursday. It's not Tuesday. This is the new move. We're going up against Robert Kelly right now.
Yay.
All right. Great.
Hopefully we'll snag a couple listeners. Oh, and we're not, we're obviously having issues with the website.
Yeah, the stream on the website is not working. So you have to go use the app, the Ridecast app, or download the TuneIn app.
Obviously, they don't know that we're saying
that. You're telling people that can't hear us
right.
What to do.
Spread the word to anybody that knows. I don't know. Fuck, who knows?
The fuck?
And Missy ain't here. So that's the other bad news.
All right, thanks, listen.
Two things going wrong tonight. No streaming on the web, or at least on the PCs.
Think Missy sabotaged it?
Probably.
She's not going to be here?
So.
Yeah, she's probably like, I'm going to ruin this show for them guys. What's up? Shit is crayo.
She injected heroin into the fucking cable line.
She would, too. HPV right into the web, into the internet.
She rubbed her pussy on my cable box and it exploded.
Oh, God, I'm a yak.
Nasty.
This poor girl's probably like, what the fuck are they doing? No, we're just playing.
Of course we are.
So, I'm sure you guys have been following the whole, not that you have a choice, because if you watch TV, unless it's cable only.
They force it down your throat.
Yeah, basically. That's all the news does. You gotta love the news, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Always a chipper moment when you turn on the fucking news.
Always chipper and always the wrong information.
Oh, yeah.
They never get it right.
Are you talking about CNN or Fox News?
CNN, mostly. Which one? Yeah, CNN, mostly. Fox is close second.
So, what's her name? Amanda Berry? Is that her name? Amanda?
Marvin Berry?
Yeah. Is this the sound you've been looking for? Well, listen to this.
Is this the bitch you've been looking for?
Yeah,
Amanda Berry.
Yeah, Amanda Berry fucking made the best 911 call I've ever fucking heard. She was running down the street. Nobody was chasing her. I've been kidnapped. I've been gone for years. No, she escaped and got the cops to come and fucking get the other two girls and the baby. Apparently, they were running their own little brothel over there.
His fucking love child.
Damn. Yeah, what do you tell that kid? What do you tell that kid? No, we can't see your dad. He's dead. Why? Well, okay, he's not dead. He's in jail. Well, why is he in jail? Well, because he raped me. He kidnapped me. He raped me. Like, just go down the list. I mean, that kid is just, oh my God, what a fucking
apparently, bastard. She was pregnant 5 other times.
What?
He starved her each time. And punched her in the stomach. So she would lose the baby. 5 other times.
Smart man.
I really don't want to laugh.
I mean, yeah, that's one way to do it.
I really don't want to laugh at that. That's pretty fucked up.
Yeah. She had the fucking baby in a kiddie pool.
What?
Yeah. They didn't go to hospital.
Jesus.
Kiddie fucking pool.
What's wrong with these fucking guys?
You see baby
these,
came out you see not
these,
breathing, too.
You see these monk shots on these bastards?
Oh, yeah.
Holy shit. Guilty.
Oh, absolutely.
Times 3. Guilty.
Well, they're saying there's no proof the other guys knew. The brothers knew.
What? Wait. The other two that they have the monk shots on?
Yeah.
They all lived there, didn't they?
No.
I was under the assumption they all lived there. I watched it the very first day this shit happened.
So was I, but that's not the case. They're just keeping them for question. They have to release him after 36 hours. They have to charge him or release him after 36 hours. They have to release him.
That's fucked up.
That's a good secret. You got to keep that secret for 10 years.
Did you guys hear that in 2006 the cops were at his house?
Yeah.
Were they really?
Well, what happened was he was a school bus driver.
Oh,
right?
Jesus.
And he had an incident with a kid. Apparently the kid, he went off on some kid on the bus and he left him on the bus when he went to park it or something. So the parents got mad, they called the cops, they went over to talk. So the whole time they were at the fucking scene of the crime and they didn't, like, what does that say about the cops? You know what I mean? Like, seriously, like, these girls, are they like, did the girls say at all whether or not they were, like, bound and gagged the whole time? Were they in a soundproof room?
No, they were in a basement, chained. And when he had guests over, you threw them in a basement, chained them up, taped their mouth, and played music. Loud.
So then if the cops were over, they had to have been playing music. Oh, yeah, we're having a party in the basement.
Yep.
Well, you mind if we see what kind of party you're having in the basement? Nah, it's private.
Well, you could say no. to the cops if they don't have a search warrant. Yeah. I tell them to get the fuck out, too.
That's true.
Although you're right, because what's the guy, Puerto Rican?
Yeah.
Yeah, they always play loud music.
That's what the fucking black dude said. He's like, he was playing some kind of salsa music naturally. Like, what?
Those nigga fucking horse, they play that music so loud.
I would be playing Mexican music right now if my sounds were on, you fucking useless piece of shit.
Why is he muted? He shouldn't be muted.
He's not muted.
Worked earlier.
Look, it's not muted.
It's all good. Don't worry about it.
It's all right. Talk amongst yourselves.
Go fuck yourself. How about that, Chris?
It worked before you got here.
Go fuck yourself. Chris, this is Chris's PC right here. Yeah.
Play something.
You are useless.
Mother's useless, you cocksucker.
You are useless.
What are you going to do? You got new sounds.
Should you plug in the right
Yeah, you
hole?
Plugged in the...
Yeah, if I wasn't plugged into the right hole, you'd hear it come through my speakers.
Do you fuck with the audio?
Huh?
Do you fuck with the audio?
You heard it earlier.
Yeah, I know, but it was unplugged. I didn't hear it through the headphones.
It worked through the headphones. Who cares? Don't worry about
All right.
it.
Get it working,
I'm just saying... Sorry.
Unbelievable. I get blamed for that shit.
It is your fault.
Go fuck yourself.
It worked before you got here.
Apparently, it's your
it
fault
worked
the stream
before you
working.
Broke it.
I didn't touch anything, you cocksucker. Fucking faggot.
Oh, we're just on a fucking roll tonight.
Oh, Jesus. No, as soon as you came, as soon as I came in.
No web streaming, no sounds. This show's fucked. No Missy.
This is going to be the shortest. This is going to be a shorter show in our...
yeah, right. Well, thanks for tuning in.
Go to Amazon.
You know what? Call me crazy. I just don't feel like talking about this shit right now. This whole shit with the kidnapped girls.
Okay.
I'm just not feeling it. I'm not.
It's fine.
Not that it's not important. Like, it sucks. I'm glad they're out. Good for them. You know, it's horrible that the families had to suffer. Mm-hmm. But not to be a prick, but I don't care. I just don't get... No, I don't give a shit. Like, it's kind of boring. Don't you agree? It's kind of boring?
I don't know if it's boring. It's kind of just pounded in your head. I mean, you've been hearing about it day and night for the past couple of days. I don't know.
It just...
Well, all this shit's
boring.
What do you expect, though? It's not going to... It's not going to be, you know, the Phillies lost 4-2 and move on. They were kidnapped for like 10 fucking years. Of course you're going to hear about it.
No,
I think it's kind of shitty that they dug the guy that rescued them. They dug up his rap sheet.
Yeah,
that's kind of shitty. The guy's a fucking hero.
He's not even a guy to break the door down. It was some fucking Mexican dude that couldn't speak English.
What a shock!
So they focused on the black dude who she ran to.
I see the señorita run from the house.
They interviewed him. He had a translator. He couldn't speak any English.
I speak a little English.
They should have fucking thrown him right out of the country.
He said, I'm the first guy to open the door for her.
I'm the primo guy who opened the door.
Nobody interviews me.
You know what? What he did was great, but do you have a green card? No? Get the fuck out.
Yep.
Get out.
Pick up his fucking sheet.
Mm-hmm.
See if he's legal.
Yeah, legal. Get the fuck out.
He's not. That neighborhood's shitty apparently anyway.
I'm a Mexican.
You mean to tell me a house that has people chained in the basement is in a shitty neighborhood? Who would have thought?
Yeah, it was Puerto Rican Hills. Puerto Rican neighborhood shitty?
What? I mean, the black guy that rescued them, he's a dishwasher. He ain't living in a mansion washing fucking dishes.
Yeah. Is that what he is? He's a dishwasher?
Yeah. Oh.
Wow. He should have took the reward money.
What time of day was it? Was he just getting up? It was like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, wasn't it? Sorry.
Uh-oh.
He's coming out of his cocaine hangover.
Choco Paquette.
I know.
What's that? You know,
it's not working.
Skype's not working.
Nothing's working.
No, Skype's not, because Robert Kelly's trying to call in.
You are useless.
Which, by the way, the last 10 minutes, we haven't been streaming on the app either.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck, man?
All right, let's just start over and do just a regular recording.
No, fuck Holy it. Just shit. Keep rolling. Fuck this shit.
Yeah.
It happens.
It does happen.
Was it an echo in here?
It was an echo. And Andrew Lisa's calling in at the same time.
We're having problems.
Take Andrew's call.
I can't.
Take Andrew's call.
Fuck Bobby.
I wish I could.
Oh,
let me unplug and plug back in.
Oh, what the fuck? Fucking amateur hour.
Why don't you just turn the whole board off and turn it back on?
This is Bush League.
This is Bush League. How long have we been doing this?
3 days.
What are we, a podcast?
This is horrible.
Never had these problems when Fob was running the board.
Oh, go fuck yourself. How about that? Dickhead.
Wow, this is like... This is like...
It's a calamity.
It's like slow snail radio.
It's a goddamn calamity.
Oh, what the fuck is that?
It's Marco's fault, too.
Marco's trying to play sound bites.
I'm just testing the goddamn thing.
Dude, just ask us.
Play something.
That's the show.
There you go.
Down the fucking basement with those chained up bitches.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, poor you.
Poor you.
Yep, here come the text messages rolling in.
I can't call in, goddammit.
It's coming. Look at this shit. Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah, I'm getting text too. What a fucking mess. Unbelievable. Missy's here and we fall to pieces. Not here and we fall to pieces.
Fob gives up the board and we fall to pieces.
Go fuck yourself. Got nothing to do with me, you cocksucker.
Of course not. You only have everything in front of
it's
you.
It's uncanny, though, isn't it?
It is.
You got something working? You go. Yeah, let's take a call.
You're on the air with the Jersey Jerk Show.
Hello.
Who's this?
It's Robert Kelly. Who's this?
You called us.
Aren't you doing a podcast, you?
No, I stopped doing that. I didn't want to step on your toes. I didn't want you guys after me.
More importantly, it sounds like you didn't stop to eat. I hear you chewing. What are you eating?
It's gum, you ape.
What? It's gum?
Yeah, I haven't eaten. The last time I was in town with you, Marco, really pushed me overboard. You were like my bottom.
Oh, those three pork sandwiches from Tony Luke's?
You're just the worst person to be with when you have an addiction.
You want to go again? Yeah, let's go. I took him right there.
But this is the sad part. You just sat me and watched me eat them.
I did.
You're like, yeah, you're like some serious, like you're like the killer from Saw, just watching me kill myself.
You know what the sad part is? He ate it in like 4 minutes flat.
Yeah.
Yeah, just
four.
Fucking, yeah.
Dude, it wasn't 4 minutes. It was 2 minutes and 48 seconds.
I was giving you a little credit, but all right. Yeah, he housed them, man. He housed them pretty good.
I want to move. I want to move across the street from that place.
Dude, you'll fucking die if you eat all those pork sandwiches every night.
I haven't had a carb or a sugar in almost 3 months.
Did you lose any weight?
Lost 20 pounds, but I'm still a fat fuck.
Oh.
Which is the worst? Losing, not being able, not doing that shit, and losing that, you know, that first 20, but then plateauing, and you're still looking at photos of you. You want to kill yourself is the worst. You might as well just eat.
Welcome to my life.
Yeah, Bobby, stop looking at photos, man. It's not even worth it anymore. Fuck it.
How can you not do it when you're on Twitter and, you know, you do a show at the stand last night and some guy snapped off 18 under the chin and hit photos of you? You know? Janine Garofalo and Gilbert Gottfried, they're hanging from the ceiling with certain lights to make them look good. Me, the fucking guy goes underneath my tits, takes a photo while I'm in the middle of a sentence, so I look like I'm waiting for donuts to be thrown in my mouth.
You're using Janine Garofalo.
Yeah, I wish she was hanging from the ceiling.
And Gilbert Gottfried to compare to. The only difference between the two of them is her glasses. Other than that, they look exactly the same.
Actually, Janine is one of I never met her in my life. Mm. I know about her, blah, blah, blah. I didn't think she'd ever like me. I met her last night. One of the nicest people I've ever met.
Of course, because she's not funny.
But now, shut up.
Now, Gilbert, on the other hand, he's funny.
You know what, dude?
You know what, dude?
Oh, God.
What, dude?
What? You call the Jersey Jerks, dude, and they just hit you with the honesty, dude, right in your face till it hurts, dude.
Oh,
she's really not funny. I never found her funny. I don't understand. It's just an opinion. It doesn't make her a bad chick.
No. But last night we had to do this show. It's called at the stand. It was called what the fuck was it called? Setlist, where you go on stage with nothing, and there's a screen next to you. It's a packed house, and they just pop up premises next to your head, and you got to talk about them like they're in your act.
Oh, it's yeah. Like it's almost like a board game.
Well, 10 seconds in, I'm like I don't have fucking enough shit in my life, like. You know, like coming, I have an hour of fucking material. I work my ass off trying to be a funny motherfucker with jokes. Now I gotta make shit up on the cuffs of you cocksuckers.
Well, you agreed to do it. You know what you were getting into.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I just want to be like.
Keep stuffing your face. I hear you stuffing your face.
It's gum.
It's gum. Fucking, it's ice. I'll tell you what it is. It's Icebreakers Ice Cube Cool Lemon Gum, which is my favorite gum if you ever want to get me a present and not spend a lot of money.
Okay. Remember that. We'll stock the green room with gum the next time you're here.
Green room.
I tweeted to tell everybody to go listen to you guys.
Yeah, what happened? What time did you guys start?
Well, we started at 7, but he was a little late, and then he's got a spot downstairs at the Cellar.
Oh, okay.
When are you guys going to come in and do my show?
When you let us know when it's good.
Well, I know you guys need like a Sunday afternoon, right?
It would probably be better.
Probably be best, yeah.
Friday?
No.
The fuck's it Friday?
No, we said it would probably be, it would probably be best.
Tuesday?
What the fuck?
My God, come on. What day do you guys want? What's the feel?
We'll figure it out. We'll do like
Wednesday?
A
Wednesday?
What the fuck?
You're out of your mind.
Hey, Bobby.
What, buddy?
I got a question for you, buddy. What?
All right, can you get closer to his phone or get fucking a better service?
What are you talking about? You can't hear me?
No, you're very low, but go ahead.
Really? Okay. What I want to ask you was, have you been back to Boston after the bombing and shit? How's things going on over there? Like, is everybody still...
I was there when it happened.
You're kidding. Well, you obviously weren't running a marathon. Where were you exactly when it happened, dude? Did you hear it and everything? Did you see it?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
What the fuck are you doing?
I'm just recovering from that fucking zinger that he just gave
me. You know it was funny.
You understand what the cops did and the, you know, the FBI, which is great, they shut down Boston until they fucking caught those cocksuckers. I mean, they literally said, don't come out, don't go to work, stay the fuck home. We're close to catching these guys, and everybody did. Nobody complained. Everybody just stayed the fuck inside, and they caught them. And so that in itself, the way they got those guys, and one of them still alive, is, you know, I would, you know, to that makes you proud and know that there was some ending, and they caught them. And look, this shit's gonna happen. You know, it doesn't matter where you live now.
Right.
You know, people just think it's New York. It's not. It's anywhere. Now it's Boston. It could be Philly or Jersey.
Oh,
it's anywhere these cocksuckers are. So you got to live with it. Now, I love how fast we responded, though. If you look at that, it shows you where we are as a country, where the government is, where the cops are, where the FBI is. All right, you ready? But we're ready. Let's go. We got these motherfuckers. One of them's alive. Now we're going to figure out everything, as opposed to pre-September 11th, when we were like, what? Why would they want to do that? You know what I mean?
What did I ask this guy? Bobby, you said you were there. I wanted to know, did you hear it or see anything? Like, were you right there, or what was going
bar
on?
I was in a bar in Lynn having haddock with no butter or breadcrumbs. But I tell you what happened. As soon as it happened, they had it on the TV, and the bar started getting fucking like right and left. And this one guy was screaming, "We should have fucking killed them all, cocksuckers!" And some lady goes, "Sir, can you just be quiet?" And he goes, "You're a fucking pussy." and then they booted him outside. But yeah, everything's back to, I mean, normal. But I mean, now, you know.
Yeah, that's nice.
I mean, that photo of the guy with no legs was crazy.
Yeah,
he's from this area too, right near, right by us.
Yeah.
How is he?
Yeah.
How is he?
He's crawling.
Now, it's a fucking shame, dude. That was some crazy shit. And what's crazy, this is what I hate. Is that, like, now there's another fucking movie about how they're going to blow up the White House and take it over. And, you know, it's like, dude, can we stop giving these terrorists ideas?
Yeah, no shit. I agree with you 100%.
Like, yeah, stop with the fucking movies on how to blow us the fuck up. Stop with the you know, the gatherings. Oh, the marathon. And I mean, I think I saw this in a movie once. It's like, just, can we stop? Can it just be about us killing fucking terrorists, like back in Chuck Norris days?
Yeah, right. Exactly. Thanks, Air Force One.
Yeah. Fucking Christ, man. It's like, you know, I can't believe how easy it is on YouTube. I mean, you can learn all this shit. I went on YouTube this weekend and learned how to field dress a deer.
What?
I mean, you can learn how to build a hut, live outside, kill animals, catch animals, blow somebody up in 2 seconds.
I obviously,
you know, back in the day, you had to take a book out of the library.
That's pretty weird.
Well, you start watching The Walking Dead, you're going to learn how to fucking hunt.
That's what made you do
you're
it.
You're getting caught up. That's why he's waiting for it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely, dude. I watched all 3 seasons of The Walking Dead in, I think, a week and a half. I immediately ordered a custom hunting knife. It's coming tomorrow.
Sure. You know, I can relate. I can relate. I can relate to that.
A lot of people, since that show came out, have been arming themselves.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yep. I got a hunting knife. It's coming tomorrow. It comes with a flint. I know how to start a fire. I know how to make a Swedish oven. I know how to make a fucking...
what about a... I know how to make a Dutch oven.
I know how to kill deer, moose, small animal, gut it. I know it all. I know how to cut an asshole out of a fucking squirrel.
He's taking survival class.
You got a lot of time on your hands.
Well, I do, absolutely, especially when I'm on the road. And instead of watching porn... You know, because I got this fucking baby coming. I learned how to make a bow and arrow, like a legitimate one, like the Indians made. I need a bent wood.
You know, you can just run the fucking Kmart right now and buy one, right?
Yep, you can. But if the end of the world comes or some terrorist shit happens, and I wind up in Terrytown in the woods, I'm gonna have a lynch.
Well, you're really going... He's really going back, like caveman back.
Yeah. Well, check it out. You cocksuckers with notepads and books are going to need me for meat.
Plenty of it to go around.
Yeah, I'm going to be fine. We're going to be fine. Because you know what? None of that shit's going to happen in our lifetime, man.
Yeah, well, knock on wood. Knock on that fucking awkward table you guys made.
That's gone, brother. We actually chopped it up for firewood in case of the end of the world happens.
Alright, listen, I gotta go. You guys are the best. Marco, you're a fucking asshole. And how's your kid, Marco?
Doing good, man, getting big.
Good.
He's, you know, he's at the point where he's noticing everything, and you can make him laugh and shit. It sucks to be in the hospital the first month, but it's kind of boring when all he does is shit eat. You can't get him to smile or anything. Now that he's growing up and stuff, now you can enjoy it a little
Marcus
more.
Marcus already sent him to college. Listen to him.
Oh, I can't wait till he's out the house.
Now that he's grown up, he's driving himself.
Can I tell you what they say about kids who spend like a month or so in the hospital?
What's that?
They say that they're sociably better and nicer kids because they have women coming in like every other fucking minute, holding them and loving them and, oh, look at the cute, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
As opposed to it has all these people coming in over and over all day long, every day for a month, including you and your wife.
Right.
loving and doting over the kid. So when it does, when it is able to walk and speak, it's going to be like this cool little social, you know, dude that's going to, you know, just walk up to people and fucking be cool. So
he'll be leaping bounds past me.
He sounds like he's going to be a giant pussy.
either that or he's going to speak Haitian and be gay.
We can only hope.
All right, guys, I gotta get the fuck out of here. I'll talk to you later.
All right, Bobby, man. Thanks for calling, brother.
Bye.
Right. Go away, fat man.
Speakation. Oh shit. Well, he went on a tangent. You didn't even answer your fucking question.
It's gam. Yeah, thanks for. I already caught the CNN postgame report. I didn't need another one. You know what I mean? Like, he gave me a book report. What happened?
What the fuck?
I was there.
And then he gave me what he saw in the news. I'm like, no shit, dude. Like, we don't get fucking TV.
You know they caught him in a boat?
Yeah.
The cops shut down the whole city, said, don't go to work, don't do nothing. And then they caught him.
Is that scary that the government can do, like, I guess, I don't know, is that typically, that's not the government. I guess local government can really put martial law on you that easy. I mean, that's basically...
Why is it... It's not... You think it's shocking?
I don't know if it's shocking, but it just...
These guys were running around the streets blowing people, trying to blow people up and shoot
No, they
people.
Did the right thing by doing that. I mean, it makes...
Yeah, I don't see what the problem is. I don't see why somebody who fucking stocks shelves at Target should have to worry about going to work
right, exactly.
when there's a guy going around shooting people for no fucking reason.
The reason why they did that is so they don't have to respond to anything else. Car accidents, you know, robberies, anything like that. Oh, they can focus on these guys. That's why they did it. But somebody was complaining... It doesn't bother me, but somebody was on one of these talk shows saying it's scary how the government has that kind of power. They can just send, you know.
Are you fucking for real? Yeah. It's just another person.
They have that power when it fucking snows.
I know.
Exactly. Yeah. That's
people are just assholes.
That's what the host said. I forget what show was. He's like, we have a state of emergency and hurricanes and snowstorms and shit. It doesn't fucking matter. Your cigarettes, Looks like a Christmas tree there. What's going on there?
Fucking your e-cigarette is dying.
It's got EADS. You have EADS.
You
what the fuck? It's done already? I just got this fucking thing. Cocksucker.
You need to charge it up?
No, it's a disposable.
Oh.
Fucking e-cigarettes.
You think you can make it another hour and a half?
When are we start smoking in here?
Never. I'm loving this shit.
See?
Actually, it was your idea not to smoke.
I know, and I regret it.
You should, because now we're not going to.
I love it. This is great.
Yeah, good. Give him what he wants.
All right, now you've put me in a real bind here. I'm not so sure I want to give him what he wants. I really don't want to smoke in here either, though.
I know. I'm fucking with you, dude. Nah, fuck it. Let's light up.
No.
All right, we can light up, but you have to blow all your smoke in his direction.
Go fuck yourself.
It's easy for me.
Don't do that.
Why? You blow your shit in our direction.
That's just gas. That's probably not going to kill you.
I disagree. I disagree.
I just had a fart that hurt my balls, so I'm kind of out of commission right now.
Anyway. Let's stop talking about this depressing shit. Let's talk about something fun.
Something fun.
Yeah, seriously. Something fun. Anybody do anything fun lately?
Dude, no.
No?
I haven't done
Nothing?
Anything fun, no.
Is this what life comes to?
It is.
Really?
Yeah.
You have kids and then life is over?
No, it's not. We take the kid every... I mean,
forget
we take
that.
Him everywhere. I mean,
no, I'm not... I get that. I mean,
are you talking about, like, just stop going
you,
to places?
Saying the you. What happens to the average Marco after a kid comes out?
Ah, man, it's all about the kid.
Insert joke, Chris? Nothing? No? Okay. No, because usually that sounded like a setup for him.
It was.
No, it wasn't. I'm asking you. I'm curious. Is this what I have to look forward to?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yes. Yes. We have vacations booked, so we're kind of just biding time to the vacations.
Where are you going?
Disney World.
Nice.
Jesus fucking Christ.
For the 19th time.
We're going to go all the time, especially with him.
As soon as they show up, Mickey Mouse is going to look at Morgan and be like, get the fuck out of here.
You again, motherfucker?
Marco.
And then July, we're going to Ohio, Cedar Point Park.
Wow, you guys are really fucking splurging, aren't you?
What relatives live there?
Ohio.
They live in actually in Michigan, right outside of Flint.
Oh, nice.
Her relatives. Yeah, it's not in Flint, it's outside of Flint. But meeting up with her family there.
Jesus fucking Christ.
And then
yeah,
Florida.
I think next year I'm going to Beirut. What the fuck?
We're going to run a marathon in Flint, Michigan.
You have to outrun all the fucking crooks.
Yeah. No, dude, it is what it is, man. Things, you know, we try to go everywhere with the, we took him to bottle wine. I mean, we take him everywhere. He doesn't stop us from going anywhere.
Right.
We go out to
dinner.
Yeah,
you just leave him in the trunk.
Oh, we could. Yeah, that's what we do. Well, we just put some codeine in his milk and then he falls asleep for 18 hours. It's not a big deal. He'll be all right. He wakes up fine.
Father of the year.
Right. Yeah. Well, one time I had to give him mouth to mouth just to wake him up.
What the fuck?
But not.
That's your fucking kid, dude.
Yeah, he's great.
Oh, my God.
But yeah, Fob, that's what happens, man.
Man.
It's all about the kid, man. It's all about the kid. You gotta watch your finances. You gotta buy formula all the time. It's just,
I love how he's got two vacations planned in the next 3 months and then says, gotta watch your finances.
Well, I mean, granted, they are vacations. You still call them vacations, but it's not like they're going, you know, Jamaica.
We were gonna go to Mexico and pay like, you know, $6,000 for this.
You were gonna go to Vineland?
To pay 6 cents to go there. Yeah, we were gonna, but we chose to spend, you know, whatever, the $1,400, $1,500 to go to Disney. I mean, it's what you have to do because we have to pay for a fucking Christmas
bringing the
party.
Kid?
No.
So you guys chose to go to Disney. I thought you were taking a kid. That's why you said Disney.
Why would they take the kid to Disney?
He's too young. He's too young.
I understand that, but why? The flip side to that is why would they go to Disney?
We like going to Disney.
There's kids everywhere. Don't you guys want
to
get away from
we're
a kid?
We're going. The slowest
gay week. Wasn't once enough. Christ, that fucking debacle.
You know what I
seriously,
remember?
Seriously, what the fuck?
The only thing I remember about that
you
week
guys
was some,
are a bunch of queers.
That fucking dude in tinfoil pants.
It's raining men. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Please.
Oh, God, that was a nightmare. What a fucking week we picked.
And go.
No, we're going the week after they start school.
Why didn't you guys go somewhere else, man? Why? Seriously,
we like Disney? We like going there because we like it. We like going there.
I don't
there.
Get it. I just don't get it, man. I don't mind like once in a blue moon, but you know,
we don't just do Disney World.
You've been there a lot.
I have.
Yeah, so it's just like you ain't missing shit.
No. Nope.
My thing is like, why not go somewhere more tropical, somewhere where it's like relaxing?
We're thinking about
it. Well, Florida's. I mean, I don't want to say it's cheap, but it's fairly inexpensive vacation.
Yeah, but it's full of Jews.
Full of chinks.
Shut up! I'm not Jewish!
We were, but we chose the lesser. We chose Disney this time around.
Oh, look who just got off the plane. Those Jersey people. They're going to come and take our breakfasts. Fuckers.
I think this Disney vacation shows that Marco's running shit in that relationship.
Probably.
I don't think she would have chose that.
No, she was
no girl in their
Mexico.
Right mind.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? I can't say that. My girl loves Disney. She
I'm
goes
not
like
saying,
once
but,
a year.
I'm not saying.
No, but if you had
I'm
it
not
in
saying
front
she
of you.
Doesn't like it. I'm saying that's Marco's like fucking favorite place to be in the world.
Right.
So I think Marco's running shit.
Maybe on the vacation end. In the house, she's the boss.
Well,
in the house, Marco's the boss.
Well, just, I mean, you remember the first time they were together. He had zero balls. At least he's got his balls back now.
Yeah, they're in his son's sack.
Ew.
He passed them down to his son. He shot them through his dick into his girl, and then the kids got them down.
Good for you, Marco. Running shit.
You know, got to do what you got to do sometimes. Yeah. You're right, man. That was my pushing to, yeah, you know. But we at the same time, we got to put out money for a christening party, and then you want to invite all these people to your christening party, and it turned out to be $4,000.
Oh,
like, we
fuck
can't do that,
that
shit.
Dude.
So we have to just do like a small family thing somewhere.
Why don't you just have it in the fucking house?
What are you trying to beat your wedding?
Make her cook and have it in the house. And, well, you can invite as many people as you want. You doing it over the summer?
We're doing it in June.
Yeah, fucking hook up the grill. Yeah, fuck all that.
Listen, dude, I'm with you, bro. I'm with you.
Fuck that $4,000 for a fucking
Well, we're not
party
doing that.
That a kid's not even going to remember.
Yeah, $4,000, it's like $20-some dollars
a head. He'll never remember it.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
So I'm like, all right, you just got to narrow
it's
it down.
$20 a head, and it came to $4,000.
Well, I'm riffing $4,000.
You would think it would only be like $400 or $500 tops.
No.
I'm saying for him.
For him, yeah. He knows 12 people.
$20 a head.
He invited four people. She invited the other fucking 180. Just like the wedding.
Just like the wedding. Mark went two tables out of 30.
What are you talking about? It was all my family there. Hold on a second. Whoa. That was all my family there, you cocksucker. She doesn't have a big family. That was all my people.
I was the best man speech. I was addressing the whole fucking clan on her side.
I looked over to the side.
I was like, there they are. I see my friends.
That's
there.
A lie. She didn't have nothing there.
And for Marco's side?
This is all made up rhetoric.
We were sitting at folding tables in the kitchen.
Oh, that's definitely made up. She was complaining because we dominated. My side dominated that wedding. That's all it was there too.
Oh man, that's funny.
Everybody in Marco's side had white Air Force Ones on.
Yeah,
everybody on her side had black shoes on, like a normal wedding.
Right. Everybody had dress shoes.
Listen, I'm not going to wear sneakers.
Yeah,
your
dad
wedding.
Was probably like, "Fuck that, Diodora, Adidas Samba." He was probably like, "Soccer shoes, yes."
My mom was like, "He's not going to wear sneakers. Just make him wear whatever the fuck he wants."
I'm like, "Gee, all right, whatever, mom."
You can't force your father. You know your fucking father. Fucking stubborn.
And now you know why Marco is the way he is.
A look into the life of Marco.
Go fuck yourself, Fabio and Chris. Assholes.
I'll kick your ass.
I'll kick your fucking ass. It's up and down.
That was the most famous line when I was over his house. Because Marco would break his mom's balls.
Mm-hmm.
No respect. No respect. You know, he'll be like... You know, he'll be like, "Kiss my ass, peen." Or
I'm breaking your balls.
Yeah, I know he was joking. She's like, "I'll kick your ass." Like, that's all she used to do all the time. And I'm fucking snickering. I'm like, "Jesus Christ, dude! See the difference between your mom and my mom? My mom will actually try to kick my ass. She'll break a fucking foot trying to do it, but she'll do it."
It's great when my mom and dad go at it because, you know, he doesn't fucking pronounce his words fucking halfway right.
Oh, dude. It's,
you know?
I know exactly what you're talking about. It sounds like two fucking chickens.
Oh, Jesus. It's fucking ridiculous. He's complaining the other day about the snowbirds, you know, because in the wintertime here, they all go to Florida. And the traffic is bad. It's fucking traffic. It's a fucking mess down here. I can't fucking drive.
State zitto, puttana.
That's what you hear in my house. And that's Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, you guys doing anything for your moms? I know your mom's in FLA, but you getting her anything good?
Yeah, we got her. I mean, the other siblings got her. As bracelet.
A new sun. one of the charm ones.
It's like what do they call them? I don't even know.
I don't know. The ones where you my add something to it.
She gets them a child that they actually care about.
Or that actually cares about them. would you get your mom?
I ain't get her anything yet.
No. What are you planning on getting her?
I didn't really even think about it.
That's nice.
I was thinking about like a Keurig. You know
yeah.
You have one, but my mom's like drinking coffee all the time, and she always has to make it like, you know, like the old way with the fucking horrible ass coffee pot and shit.
She used the filter and shit.
Yeah. Ugh. And I'm just like, you know what? Maybe that wouldn't be a bad idea for her. I'm debating about it. My dad's like, "We should get her a Kindle Fire." And I was like, why?
You think she'd use it?
Well, she has the regular Kindle,
uh-huh.
And she uses it constantly, religiously.
Mm-hmm.
But my dad's like, "We should, you know, upgrade and get her the Kindle Fire." And I'm like, "Yeah, but I don't see her doing anything else but reading, you know."
Right.
So why spend that money on that when she already has something that does that what she'd use it for?
No, like, I hear you.
What, she going to do, play Angry Birds?
Right, exactly. Angry Birds is in between my dad's legs. No, but...
Oh, shit.
She already plays Angry Bird. Yeah, I just don't see the point of it, you know? It's kind of a waste, but he's so for it. And I'm like, oh, you know, I'm thinking, get her something she'll use all the time. Not that she wouldn't use it, but with all the extra features on it, you already got the one to do just the reading. And she can still she downloads the book she wants from Amazon right to her Kindle. It's not that big of a fucking deal. So,
it's a better screen.
Yeah, I know, but that's better if you're playing games or watching TV or movies or something on it. You know, she doesn't watch. The TV she watches probably shouldn't even be on fucking...
Will she watch Rai?
No. Well, yeah, but she watches... she watches that Italian shit, but she also watches, like, Dancing with the Stars, and she loves that shit, and it's fucking horrible.
Does she go nuts? You hear her, like, go nuts and stuff?
No.
She doesn't get that in
there. I need to dance, you fucker. I'm going to do a dance right in your fucking ass.
That and American Idol and, like, Shark Tank. She watched... do you ever see that?
Shark Tank, yeah.
Yeah, where they fucking... You present a fucking idea to a bunch of millionaires, see if they'll invest in your idea. Fucking train wreck.
Worst TV ever.
Seriously. Yeah. It's really bad. But she loves that shit. But she only watches, like, what is it, 3 nights a week, if that they're on? She reads all the fucking time. You'd think her English would get better. Get her fucking speaking spell.
Dago, Guinea, walking grease ball, goombas.
That's funny.
I don't know.
Now, I don't know what to get her. I can't spend a lot of money on her because she'll get fucking pissed because she knows I'm in the middle of remodeling my house, so she doesn't want... Like, I tried to buy her lunch the other day, and she was like, no, I'll pay for it, like, yelling at me. I'm like, what the fuck?
God damn it!
So I got to figure out something cheap to get her that she'll actually fucking like. She has one of those Pandora bracelets were talking about. I can get her another one of those fucking charms
cheap. Yeah, I mean, just add to it. That's what they want. They walk around fucking jingling their fucking bracelet. Mm-hmm.
Look how much my kids love me.
Eventually, she's going to be leaning to one side. She's going to have fucking 85 charms on there. Jingling-a-ling. Here comes mom. Jingling-a-ling.
Jingling.
Yeah, well, it's my lady's first Mother's Day, so I had to do something special.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
And Father's Day's coming up.
Yeah. What are you doing special for? Moving out?
You're on fire tonight. Somebody hasn't gotten late since the Clinton era.
Stepping dad. Ooh.
It's a joke. I know you've been late since the Clinton era.
No, I'm trying to... It's
me and Chris been going out.
You don't have to say, dude. Don't put yourself out there.
No, it hasn't been.
Right. I don't want you to get yourself in trouble.
It's been like 2 months, but... I mean, I've been so wrapped up in this fucking house, I really
haven't. You can't bring a chick to the house.
I'm sure you can. I don't care. I would.
Oh, would you?
Yeah.
Right. Fucking right. He chained her to the basement, he said.
Yeah. That's the first person I thought of when I heard girls chained to the basement. I was like, fucking Chris? And they said Cleveland. I was like, all right, you're good. But
it's been a while.
You're probably not even interested right now until you get
it's
this.
It's not that
place.
I really haven't had time to go out much.
Oh, you haven't been out.
Yeah,
much?
Yeah, and I've burned a lot of bridges over the past year and a half. So
he was here for fig.
Would you take a page out of my book?
You know what? Sometimes
don't burn bridges, man.
Sometimes you have to.
I mean, if it's necessary, if you got to blow the bridge, blow it.
Yeah. But,
you know, you got to keep that. You got to keep that one that you know is a sure thing.
Well, you know, sure things always still end up moving on because they find somebody who's not a piece of shit.
That's true. That is true.
So, it's time to find some new ones.
It's not hard.
Some new bridges to blow up. This one looks nice.
Maybe we should lower the bar a little bit.
I really don't
want to. Don't say that. Don't say that because he might.
I'm not saying a lot.
I'm just saying, like, I don't think there's any reason for him to lower the bar. I think
fat bitches need love too, Craig.
I think it's just a matter. It's a matter of him just
going out. I mean, you got to go out first.
Well, yeah, no, but I mean, he goes out from time to time. He doesn't go out like he used to,
right?
But I think it's all a matter of who you're looking at, and fucking don't even wait to the end of the night. Just fucking go.
Yeah, because
what do you got to lose? What's going to change?
Money.
No.
You approach him at 10:30.
No.
You spend a lot more money than approaching him at 1:30.
Stop it, dude. You're not in fucking high school anymore. Just walk up to a chick you want to talk to her. If she's digging it, great. If not, you got the rest of the night to find some other fucking pig.
And it seems like every time you go out, and a few times I join in, you always run into... There's always an instance where there's chicks that we meet, or you meet.
Right.
Somehow. I mean, last time I was out, geez, it was a while ago. That I don't know. There's that one chick that everybody, like, we spot her. She's at the bar, and I talked to her. Your brother talked to her. Chris talked to her. Remember that?
I think
it was at that bar in Westville or something like that.
Yeah. It's like throwing bread in a park.
Oh, yeah. Judo was like fucking, yeah. Pigeons. fucking birds attacking. But, yeah. I mean, yeah.
Everybody at the bar talks to the girl, and then she walks over to Sean at the end of the night.
Oh, yeah.
Sean never even talked to her, but she'll just walk right
in. She was
right
fucking up. Cute, too.
Yeah, she was.
But, you know Sean.
Ew.
Ew, she's not ugly enough for me. Ew.
You'll be fucking fat girls in no time.
But yeah, you know, man, I was thinking the other night, I really need like a night that I gotta go out somewhere. Like, I really haven't gone out.
Yeah, but you gotta fucking see.
I gotta what? I wanna go out. Like,
I hear you.
I'll go to the Italian American club. I mean, I go there.
I know what you're saying. You want to go out. You want to hang with the boys. You want to have a night of debauchery, whatever.
Yeah.
Right, but there's a difference, though. You don't do it like everybody else does. You're more reserved. You don't get fucked up.
I don't. You're
yeah,
right.
Yeah, you barely drink.
Right, you creepily stare at the girl from the other side of the bar.
I do.
Bobbing his head like he's hearing music. We don't.
The girls are climbing out the window in the bathroom so you don't follow them to the car.
Do a couple shots. Have some fucking beers. Fucking laugh and... have a good time and just fucking.
I talked to Sean because I was like, I said, is there any possibility we're going to go to the shorts? We're not going to go for Memorial Day. But,
yeah.
I said, is there any possibility? He's like, I doubt it.
Right.
Because I had the weekend to myself. So.
Right.
I was like, I'm probably going to do it up because I don't even know how many more weekends I get like that. You know, too much.
Fucking 48 hours of masturbating, it sounds like.
That's what it's going to be. That's what it'll be.
Why don't you front a room down there and we'll all go down?
There you go.
Want me to front a room, is that what you said?
Yeah.
I love how you threw that in there.
I love how you turned away.
Guy hasn't paid for a drink since 1997.
I don't fucking drink.
Can't front a room, motherfucker.
I don't drink like you motherfuckers, man. You motherfuckers are crazy.
We could always just go back to the room we got for his bachelor party. I'm sure no one's fucking rented it since. It's like a fucking payment.
What the fuck is that?
Is predator outside?
I hope so.
Jesus Christ. Hey, let's just wait for it to go by. Fuck it.
Is that a police copter? Come out with your hands
up.
We just
do that for the next 40 minutes.
That's it, man.
So you're going to pay for the hotel room, right?
I'll pay for the hotel room.
No, you won't.
What are you talking about?
All right, rent one.
Rent one? I'll rent one. You want to go down?
You buy hotels?
No, you rent one.
I know you were balling like that.
I wish I was. I wish I was a baller.
I don't know, man. This is like... you know, now that the weather's finally fucking changing, it's getting a little warmer out and shit. Do you guys, like, think about, like, the summer? How's it going to go? Like, what's going to happen? Like, do you have any plans for it or anything?
I know
like
how it's going to go.
Why, yeah.
I mean, I...
Why are you here? You know what it's going to be. You know exactly what's going to happen. Your shit's planned out for the next 40 years.
Absolutely.
You
it's,
have no
it's,
fucking...
Who gives a fuck what Marco wants to do?
Right. There's no spontaneity anymore. It's all dead.
It's just going to constantly be fucking about the kid and changing shitty diapers and fucking... I had a nightmare morning this morning.
You had a nightmare
morning? I had a nightmare
morning. What happened?
Woke up 5:30, you know, change a diaper, put his little shit on, you know, for the day, so you take him to the sitters,
right.
Feed him, right? Fucking shits. He doesn't just shit. It's all over him, all over me. I'm not talking about, like, a little spot. I'm talking just down, yeah. I'm talking projectile fucking shit. Projectile all over my fucking shorts, my shirt.
Holy shit!
Change them.
What shirt did you have on?
Just a white fucking t-shirt.
That's in the trash.
Oh, gosh, absolutely it's in the trash. Get them all cleaned up because he's
everywhere.
Fucking putting his hand in his leg and he's kicking. I got shit on the wall. Yeah, shit on the wall.
Oh my god!
His leg is fucking kicking because he's excited.
He's shit everywhere! Look what he did! Shit all over the wall!
It's a little fucking toe print on the fucking wall from his fucking
taste
foot.
It. Is that onion? Onion and ketchup.
Are you serious?
Yeah, no, I'm not fucking
little
joking.
Little shit toe print?
Little, yeah, because his foot, he put his foot in it. And it fucking went right on the wall. So I get done cleaning him up. He's all cleaned up. He fucking just shoots fucking piss all over the place. Right on my fucking chin. Boom. Fucking, I got piss and shit all over me.
Normally, you got to pay $50 extra for that.
Right. This is fucking free. And you know what? The little fucking prick is laughing at me.
Did you just call your kid a little fucking prick?
He's an awesome little prick.
You know what, though? I noticed that.
I love the guy.
A lot of people, after they have kids, they start fucking calling them shit. They call them assholes. They call them pricks.
I'm just doing it for effect. He's awesome. Except for this morning. No, it was nightmare. It was a nightmare this morning.
Oh, it smelled like carrots and throw up.
Smelled like fucking fucking oatmeal and fucking formula. I was disgusted. It's fucking green.
Ew.
It's fucking disgusting. But you can't be mad because he looks at you with those eyes and fucking smiling. What the fuck?
He's laughing because he just shit up and pissed all over you.
And he knows too. Those babies are fucking smart.
Well. It must come from her side of the family, then.
That's not me. Mm-mm. Nope. That was my fucking morning. And that's what, you know what? That's what you motherfuckers have to look forward to. Because it's bound to happen to you when you have a kid.
Of course.
Yeah, absolutely.
Unless they're dead.
You're going to get shit on. You're going to get pissed on, thrown up on.
Nah. I welcome
it. But it's weird, though. When it's your kid, you don't mind. Like, you know, you put your hand in shit sometimes. You're wiping his ass. You got a fucking handful of shit. It doesn't matter.
Somehow I think I'd mind.
You won't, because it's your kid. Now if it's another fucking person's kid, you're like, ah, get the fuck out of here with that.
Flush the whole kid down the
toilet. Yeah, fuck that.
Fucking baby.
Fuck, that's my life, Bob. That's my life.
Jesus Christ, dude. I'm depressed.
It's all worth it when you come home to your kid, though, after the long day of work.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It is.
I hear that fucking Hallmark's moment all the time. Oh, I love the kids. I love the kid. Great, the kid. They fucking love the kids. They go home like, what the fuck did I do with my life? Yeah. Just give me one more week of freedom.
Yeah, I haven't gotten there yet. Nah, he's great.
Oh, you ain't. No. You're not going to. You'll be fine.
Nah, he's not. I love it.
You'll be fine.
I love it.
I'm just fucking
around. I wouldn't trade it for the world.
I'm just fucking around.
What about you? Any plans this summer?
Honestly, I wouldn't mind going down the shore. Like, just any shore. I don't care. Just a beach. Something. You know what I mean? Just do something different. You know, whether it's a night, a weekend, day, whatever. Just, I don't know.
Hang out on the actual beach or walk just the boards?
No. Even hanging on the
just
beach.
Like throw ball around, whiffle ball.
Dude, I'm not going
roll around in the balls.
Roll around the balls.
I'm not going down there for exercise. Are you out of your fucking mind? Going down there, fucking
calves will be burning after playing football.
Just,
on the sand.
My calves are burning just from walking from the boardwalk to the beach. Am I the only one? Seriously,
no.
Tears up your fucking feet and
absolutely.
Everything, man. I'm not
like fat.
Exactly. I just don't, you know. I don't know. Just do something fucking different.
I hear you.
I'm tired of the same old shit every fucking summer. You do nothing really, but. You know, I missed out on Vegas. I'm missing out on probably like 10 cruises because my girlfriend goes on like a cruise every 3 days. Yeah, her and her family, man. I mean, it's cool what they do. They get together. They go to Disney World. They go to a cruise. They do all this shit. And it's just like, yeah, you know what? I should do something like that sometime. I don't know. I guess I just don't want the same old shit happening every fucking year. You know, you get tired of it. You know what I mean?
No, I hear you.
Mm-hmm. It's just like, it gets boring. Like this show. I'm fucking around. You know what's funny, though?
I know you mentioned you missed out on Vegas. There's a good chance there's going to be a part two in July.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Part two in July?
Mm-hmm. Wait, July this year? Again?
No, July 2017.
Well, I thought
I'm planning
like
my vacations
year.
Early.
No, I thought you meant next year.
Who plans vacation to Vegas a year in it? Year in... couple months in
the
advance.
Fuck do I know, dude? When was the last time I've been on vacation? 2004?
Jesus.
Been on vacation for about 5 years now.
Seriously. Not that kind of vacation. I'm talking about destination
put
vacation.
Your feet in the sand, kick back with a drink vacation.
I mean, I could always do that in the backyard.
That's true.
Pour a bag of sand.
Part two, huh? Same players?
No.
Three. Right?
What's that?
The only three is?
I haven't actually, me and Sean are the only ones to talk about it. A couple people I work with are going out.
Oh, okay.
So I know you probably won't want to go.
Well, it's too soon. I can't.
Yeah. I got to talk to your brother and Jeff again. My brother, maybe, with his wife this time, though.
Okay.
Oh, she'll come out there with you?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. At least somebody will get laid down there. Yeah, that'd be cool, man. I'd love to go. It's just too fucking soon.
Too soon?
Too soon.
Too soon. I was thinking the other day, I was thinking back and shit, and I was having like a nostalgic moment. I was thinking back to like random spots of things that have happened, that just like, whether they were like fun, funny, like, you know, whatever, sad. Like, you know, for a second I was thinking about my grandmother who passed years and years ago and being there and stuff. And, you know, I was like, wow, that's fucked up. And then I was thinking about the when we went to Jamaica.
Yeah.
For a friend's wedding. And I was thinking about how the toilet got clogged.
Oh, yeah.
And I used the coat hanger to break it up because the fucking dude wouldn't show up. Everybody had to go to the fucking bathroom in the room, and it was clogged up. And I was like, fuck it. And I grabbed the coat hanger, a wire coat hanger, undid it, and started snaking the toilet with it. I threw it off the balcony.
There's going to be a 10-year part two of that, too. But they're gonna go back and see if everybody wants to go with them.
When was the last time you were raped, murdered, and stuffed in a lobster pot?
Yeah, I'll pass. I'll pass.
It's good for... it's going to be all couples. I mean, you know, think about it. Yeah,
no problems with that, but...
Okay, I'm just saying.
I go to Jamaica with all these others. peoples.
What do you mean, peoples?
I go with other peoples. Yeah, I just go with my girl.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like a few couples, not...
I gotcha.
You know, entire group Capiche? Of whiny fucking people.
What the fuck?
I'm just saying.
All right.
Just saying.
I got your point.
Miserable fuck.
Nah. No, but that's the point. I don't want to be miserable. I'd rather go and have a good time.
What's that say about the... What's that saying?
Nothing. It's just, I'd rather not. It's different. They're everyone's 10 years older. I'm still
you
fun. They're not.
Fuck.
You know, everybody's got like 6 fucking kids, and, you know, everyone's like complaining about them all the time. I don't want to be around that shit.
But the kids aren't going to be there.
Doesn't matter. They go on vacation to complain about the fucking kids they got to go back to. You know.
I'm not quite complaining yet. I'm not there yet. I'm sure when the little guy's running around, I'll be complaining. Chasing around, like my fat ass chasing around. How the fuck is that going to work? I lost my breath coming up the steps. Fuck, man. Yeah. Instead of that,
where's that sleep apnea mask?
Yeah. Instead of that, I need an oxygen mask. Instead of that shit. Fuck. I fucking hate myself.
What'd you just say?
I hate myself.
You're a miserable fuck, too.
I'm not miserable.
Another miserable night.
I'm not miserable.
No.
I am when I look at myself in the mirror, and I get miserable.
Do what I do. I took them all out.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I got no mirrors.
I still have a clown mirror where it makes me, where I think I'm, oh, look at that. Muscles.
Wow, you...
There's not a mirror in the world that makes you look like you have muscles.
You have a mirror that makes muscles? That's weird.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're all gonna laugh at you!
Fuck, man.
If you could change one thing about yourself right now, what would it be?
My fat. I want to get rid of fat.
My fat. This is funny the way you said that.
Fat. Just get rid of the fat.
You'd like to be fit.
I like to be fit, you know.
Okay.
Definition in my own.
I'd like to be fit, too. I'd like to fit in a pair of clothes for once. My fat clothes don't fit anymore. That's how bad it's getting. My fat clothes don't...
Your fat clothes don't fit?
No, man. All of a sudden, there's tits... There's a fucking Buddha belly.
Two words, lap band.
No, I won't. No. I'll never. I'd rather be 500 fucking pounds than
really?
Get a lap band. Yeah.
Speaking of clothes, you see Abercrombie and Fitch came out and said that they don't want fat people to wear their clothes?
I actually support them.
Really?
I have no problem.
Go fuck yourself, Abercrombie and Fitch.
I have no problems with that.
Really? Their clothes are ugly anyway, but...
Well, look, that's bullshit, because if you were that size, you'd buy from the fucking
price.
No, what I'm saying is I actually support it. I don't have a problem with it. I just don't like the fact that they said, well, we only want good-looking people. Well, that's that I took offense to. You know, I am fat, but I didn't think I was ugly. You know what I mean? Like, just keep it to what you're talking about. You want thin, fit people. They, then that's fine. Well, I got no problems with that.
That means they're equating fat with ugly.
Well, that's why I have a problem with it.
That's bullshit.
Wow. I mean, let's face it. The hottest chick in the world, if she's fucking 250, you're not fucking her.
No. Wait, what?
If the hottest, she could be the hottest chick in the world, the prettiest face. If she's weighing 250, you ain't fucking her.
Yeah, but she's not ugly.
You wouldn't bang her. Fat and ugly kind of go hand in. The fat makes her ugly.
No, the fat kills the pretty.
No, the face might be pretty, but the overall picture is fucking ugly.
I get what you're saying, but if you're just talking about, you know, ugly and good looking, like, there's girls out there that are heavy or fat or whatever that have pretty faces.
That's right, still, but the overall package is ugly.
Right, but you don't fuck at Abercrombie and Fitch is what I'm saying. I'm saying just the look. They're saying they want only good-looking people that work there.
They purposely make their clothes like that.
Right, and they only want good-looking people shopping there. Okay, granted, you mean you... Because I can guarantee you, if I walk by an Abercrombie and Fitch, I'll see three or four ugly bitches and a dude who look like he just escaped from the fucking circus. They're all thin, but they're all fucking awkward looking. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So don't tell me that shit. You know
what I would do if I was famous? I'd buy a fucking extra small shirt from that store and rock it everywhere I went with my big fucking fat stomach hanging out. I don't want fat people wearing their clothes. Fuck you. Here you go.
Dude,
I'd wear it everywhere.
First of all, they don't sell anything more than a large, and their larges fit like a small. So if you got an extra small, it'd be a fucking wristband.
Dude, that's a good idea.
A wristband with dick holes.
I'd rock it everywhere, dude.
That is a good idea. I should do that, take a picture and fucking...
Tweet it to them.
It looked like a sports bra. We'd never go past the titties.
Well, that's right. I'm making a point.
I still have shirts to do that. From my thin phase. I tried them on, and they just roll up like shades. Right, exactly. Like, whoops. That's
great.
Yeah, it's fucking bad. I don't have a problem with them, man. They could do it. That's cool. They have a right, dude. Just like Chick-fil-A has a right to feel what they want to feel, whatever. I don't give a shit. They're not hurting anybody.
But you can't equate the two, because Chick-fil-A wouldn't refuse to serve gay people.
Right, but they're just against the whole gay thing.
Yeah.
In general. Right. Well, yeah, because...
Abercrombie & Fitch is refusing to serve fat people.
Well, it's not that they're... fat people can go in all they want.
They just can't buy anything that fits them.
Right. They just have to accompany the skinny, good-looking people that go in.
I don't give a shit. If I was skinny, I wouldn't wear that shit anyway.
Yeah, I mean, that's a taste anyway of clothing. But what I'm saying is I really don't have a problem with them coming out. And, you know, what I have a problem with is fat people that are complaining about Abercrombie & Fitch. Because this is how it started. No. Yeah. This is how it started.
Right.
Fat people were trying to... You know, it's the same people that complain that Burger King's fucking booths weren't big enough for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Dude, it is what it is. Sit in a chair if you can't fit in a booth. Right. What are you going to do about that?
Yeah.
You know, this is a clothing company that's made for, you know, thin or tall or short people, whatever. You know, don't fucking be pissed. You want to wear an Abercrombie and Fitch shirt.
Lose weight.
Right, exactly. The only person you should be mad at is yourself. Take yourself to court. Basketball court. Run. Seriously, I don't get it.
Food court, more likely.
Right. Instead of the food court, right.
Nothing wrong with that.
But, yeah, I mean, I just don't see what the big deal is. Let them, I actually commend them. I mean, even though I'm not part of their demographic, it doesn't matter. I think they have a right to feel that way. Fuck it. If assholes from some asshole church can go around and call, you know, and boycott fucking... military funerals and shit like that, these people have more than enough right to do what they're doing.
Sure.
And saying, hey, fat people, you're not allowed to.
Sure, I don't have a problem with them saying they don't want fat people wearing their clothes. I don't commend them for it.
You know what?
Like that. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, they can eat a dick.
I'm so sick and tired of everybody being so fucking PC.
No, it's not about being PC.
You know,
it's about trying to make as much money as you can. Why would you cut out, especially in this country, half of the population?
Oh, let me tell you something.
It's retarded.
This store is going to make even more fucking money because of it. Because now all the pretty people are going to be like, yes.
They're closing Abercrombie. They said they're closing a bunch of stores around the country to consolidate.
And they're just going to open up. Well, yeah, but that was before all this.
They can do. They can open it up.
That was before all this.
Yeah.
Dude, they're going to have to go.
It's easy to open up new stores.
They're going to have to call up the sweatshops and have those little fucking Japs make big clothes when that's not what's part of their agenda. Their agenda is to make clothes for people that are fit
And that's fine. I just don't see the point in cutting off half of the population from buying your stuff.
It's actually more now.
Yeah.
We have the most obese fucking country.
I think it's a poor business decision.
I don't have a problem.
I don't commend them for it. I don't have a problem with it either. I don't commend them for it. I think it's stupid.
I do. I do. It's rare that you see people actually stick up for what they believe in. Whether it's,
well, that's their business model. We're not going to sell them.
But there's the key word, model.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're not modeling, you know, tractor trailers. We're modeling clothes, you know. And certain people, you know, I don't.
That's the right to do that.
Huh? I mean, this is no different than, like, what if it the fucking owner of Casual Male or Big and Tall or whatever said, well, we don't fucking make clothes for thin people. That we want only, you know, robust and fat people in our store.
Fat pig.
Or whatever. Then what's going to happen? How many of the fat people are going to be like, yeah, they're going to rally around?
Of course they will.
They'll be like, fucking right. Nothing really to brag about, but. Yeah.
Would you? You'd be excited if they came out and said that?
I wouldn't. I'm saying,
lift your hand up and pump and fist.
You know, if that were to happen, though, all the fucking fat people would rally around and be like, finally, someone's speaking for us, besides, you know, McDonald's and all that other shit. I just don't see the big deal. I think it's a good thing. There should be some. I don't see why everyone should be allowed to do things they shouldn't be doing or wearing things they obviously can't. There's not even a choice.
Well, you know what? Maybe fucking companies that make bikinis should follow that model.
Hey, Victoria's Secrets don't make shit for a big
girl. I'm talking all of them.
But I'm saying there's another one. Victoria's Secrets do not make clothes for big women. They don't say that.
Right.
They won't go out and be like,
but they have like a clothing line also now? Victoria's Secret?
Yeah, they do.
What?
Pink.
Yeah.
For what? For large women?
No,
They sell clothes too. I'm talking strictly bikinis. Yeah. I don't want to see that shit.
What? Oh, fat chicks in bikinis?
Yeah.
Oh, I hear you.
Doesn't matter. They fucking...
Some girls don't give a shit, though.
They no shit. They were all over the place in Vegas.
Like just one girl all over the place or just fat chicks all over the place?
It was hanging down. No, there were a lot of them.
Really? In bikinis?
Wearing shit they shouldn't have been wearing.
Really?
Yeah.
That should be low-hanging fruit for you guys, then.
Fuck that, dude.
What? If they're wearing a bikini, they can't be... Fruit. They can't be gross. I mean, if they're wearing... they can't be too bad if they're wearing a bikini.
There were some bad ones.
Really? Just like rolls coming out of it? Like, oh, God, that's bad.
No shit.
I mean, I've seen some thick girls wearing it. I mean, fat, but...
I wanted to squeeze fucking suntan lotion in my eyes to blind myself.
Oh, Jesus.
You know it's bad when they can carry their fucking beach chair
on their roll
and then their beach towel and still have two hands free for a soda and a hot dog.
They lift up their gun to get their cell phone.
Waterproof. Jesus. Oh, God.
Holy fucking shit.
Unbelievable.
Fat girls aren't real people.
I don't know, man. I can't picture. I just figured they'd be heavy set, not like disgustingly
that's,
fat.
That's PC.
Yeah.
Heavy set.
That's big
one
bone.
Of my favorite fucking I'm a big terms bone. Ever.
Heavy set.
She's
heavy
a little set. Heavy set.
Yeah. So she's a big fat fucking pig is fat. What you're telling me.
She's a little heavy set. Yeah.
Uh-huh. No big, there's nothing little about her.
No, this is my favorite growing up. My aunt, my aunts, or my my grandmother, they'd be like, he's husky. That was my favorite girl. He's a little husky around the belly.
You still got baby fat.
Yeah.
I had baby fat at 23. Yeah,
I have baby fat now. He's husky.
He's husky.
That shit used to crack me up. They used to have sizes called husky. I don't know if they still do anymore. They probably went PC on that too. Little bigger. Little bigger around the ass and belly.
Apparently Jeff Rock likes fat chicks.
That's all you can get, Jeff. That music you listen to. God
damn. Did you hear that?
Oh, what the fuck?
Come on, Jeff.
Seriously, man.
You got to do... But did you get a chance to listen to the music you sent?
Dude, it was fucking hard.
I mean, at least give it a little shot. But
all
right. It's like dubstep. You ever hear of dubstep?
Yeah, but it's not... It's a girl playing a violin.
Yeah.
And then somehow she dubstepped it or whatever the fuck they do. It's fucking god awful.
Goddamn fucking Hicks.
It really is bad, dude. I was just like, holy shit, man.
He said he loves fucking fat chicks.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
Christ,
as opposed to the moose he bangs out there in fucking Carolina.
Hey, to each his own, man. Some people like fat chicks.
No, that's good. I mean, they're easy.
They put effort in.
This is like classical dubstep.
How about we do a song that's not whiny bullshit?
I thought it was starting
fucking
off pretty good, and then it started getting...
This is starting off pretty good?
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah.
Future.
Oh.
Kind of want to kill myself right now.
No, I don't get that vibe from it. It's just
what is it like?
Awful.
It reminds you of like a car commercial or something. Like, I don't know. Like just background music.
It's like a bad Japanimation cartoon.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I'm picturing some anime girl with blonde hair. Why do fucking gooks always do cartoons with girls in blonde hair? Because they don't have any.
I guess so. That's their.
It's like their grail.
Yeah.
Wait, Shuma. Did
you hear this shit?
Yeah.
Shit makes my ears bleed.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. You can take it off now. He was like, maybe you guys could use that on the show. No fucking way, Jeff.
Yeah, well, we did.
You just used it on the show.
We joked about it. We're not going to use it for anything.
Yeah, it's pretty bad, man.
Thanks, though. Keep sending in the music.
And I have to admit, because he said the girl was hot, so I looked her up. Yeah. And she's like, okay.
Hot in Carolina standards is different.
There's been some good-looking girls that came out of Carolina.
Okay.
I don't know if this girl's from there, I'm just saying.
I'm assuming.
Hey, man, some people like the big girls. Some people like the small girls. Some people like men. I don't know. I'm just saying, it's a taste, I guess.
Yeah.
If you want to call it that. I don't know.
He should know better than that. What? He should know what's better than that by now.
With all the music we play in the beginning of the fucking show, where does that fit in?
I don't know.
Seriously, like, where does that fit in?
I never say anything about using it on the show. I don't know. He kept fucking tweeting me. I don't fucking remember what he said. He said something like that. Whatever. It doesn't matter. The fuck would you send it to
us? Price you have to pay for being famous, Marco.
You're right, Chris. That's what I want.
Hey, you know what, though, Jeff? I'm thankful that you can speak English, unlike our other fucking messenger. We have a guy that's just constantly, constantly bombarding us with misspelled, horrible English.
And then sends us a link, and then like 2 hours later wants to know what we thought of it.
Yeah.
Dude,
you're what a filthy fucking Puerto Rican.
Think what
I am.
You did of my link.
What?
All right, Yoda, listen. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, dude, but you need to stop that shit.
Annoying you are, yes.
Keep sending them.
Yeah. Keep sending no material. One's reading them. No one's reading them. Just saying.
Holy shit. We had to alienate our listeners.
Hey, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
I'm actually curious because how's the sex life after the baby?
Good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is it safe?
Well, here's the
thing. Let me
tell you something.
Are you getting your shit clipped?
No. Okay. Not yet. No, I would never. Anyway, she's going to have to do it. Right. Here's
here it is, right here.
All right, fine. We'll have sex. Yeah. First, turn off the light. Get under the covers up to your neck. Turn away from me and lose 7 pounds.
There. You have to be careful because in the first couple months after, super fertile.
No.
We had a scare.
Nuh-uh.
Fucking right, we had a scare.
Oh,
like, I was throwing up one night. I was so nervous that it was going to happen. It was bad. It was bad.
Dumbass.
It was like, she was like a week behind. I'm like,
are you serious?
I'm like, this, I can't do, I can't.
What?
And, you know, he was sick at the time, so it was worse. Like, the feeling was worse because
we
couldn't, you know, he was just crying, couldn't console him, this and that. And I was like, fuck, man, fuck. And she finally fucking got it. I can't. We went. I said, we're celebrating. Let's go.
Why don't you guys just do oral for a couple months?
Well, that comes with it. I mean, when she got out of the hospital, you couldn't do anything but.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So after that, it's, you know, don't forget, she was C-section, so the vagina is still intact.
How's her asshole doing?
I pulled the stitches out the other night.
It hurts.
Stop acting like your anus is a national treasure. Lick each other's buttholes in a Denny's bathroom.
I'm going to eat the whore out of you.
It's got to be a train wreck down there, right? I mean, just an absolute casserole of nonsense.
That's great.
And don't forget, you got to get it in when you can get it. It's not like you can just, you know, you got the kid, and then some nights you're like, all right, we're going to get this in, and you're like, you're fucking sleeping. So
are you guys one of those parents that as soon as the kid starts crying, you go right away?
No.
No, let him sit for a while.
You let him sit for a little. You don't want them to sit too long because they say
Right, you're setting a trend of ignoring the kid.
Mm-hmm. But if you go too quick, then you're setting a trend of picking him up too quick.
Coddling.
Yeah, so then, I mean, you have to kind of just play by ear. Yeah. You don't want to let him fucking...
You're eventually going to ignore him. You might as well start now.
Middle ground.
Depends. If he's a fucking... hood rat, then yeah.
Well, when he starts to fucking, when he actually starts talking and shit, and sees his dad wearing fucking sneakers and, you know, Phillies caps, baseball caps all the time, be like, oh, so this is what people dress like.
He's already got a ton of Flyers, Phillies, and Eagles stuff.
I bet. Absolutely I fucking does. Bet.
Absolutely, he does.
Hand me downs for the next one.
Yeah, but I mean, you got to try to get it in when you can.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, literally, you're fucking beat by the end of the day. We're up at 5, sometimes 4:30. You don't go back to bed. Right. He's not going to go back to bed. So you're just
fucking. That's the perfect time to fucking blow each other.
I usually finish in my head.
You know what I mean? Give each other a head. It's the perfect time because it'll make you somewhat sleepy after that.
Well, you got to watch the fit kid. In.
You can watch the kid while you're getting a fucking. A Hummer? You can't?
I mean, I guess you can.
Can't you hold the kid while you're having a blowjob?
That's pimp right there.
That is pimp. Just lay back a little more just in case you... and then you drop the kid. You don't want to drop the kid. Lay back. Let her do it.
Make sure
your legs hanging off the bed.
Make sure it doesn't shoot up and down.
Use your tits as like a bed for the kid.
He might suffocate.
No, you know what I'm talking... You know what to do.
You know what to do.
Stop acting like you don't know. You can kill two birds with one stone. Babysit and get blown. And then
two birds
switch.
One nut.
Then switch. Have her lay on the bed. You know, kid can use her puppies as fucking pillows. And then, you know, fucking...
I'll try that. I'll keep that in mind.
Why not?
Well, we just put them in a little you know...
Toilet. Dryer. Dishwasher. Microwave. Oven.
Sit on the dryer. You'll have fun. There you go. Rock yourself to sleep.
There's one of those stick-on dildos on the top of the dryer.
Play with that.
Oh, my God.
You manage, man. You find ways. You do find ways.
I just don't understand what the big deal is. I see this shit on TV. Hear about it. You know, where...
Big deal about what?
Like, the whole sex thing. Like,
it's not.
That's what I mean. No, I mean, like, you just fucking do it when you want to.
You do.
Who cares about you the do. Kid? The kid ain't going to die.
No.
What, it's going to be 3 minutes?
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Put him right in the fucking...
Shit, you could let the kid fucking be in the bathtub by himself for 3 minutes. It'd be all right.
He sits in the fucking bouncer, dude.
I'm kidding. God, like anyone's really going to listen to me about that.
He sits in the bouncer and the two dogs stare. And it's like a family affair up in that piece. It's quick and painless. Quick and painless.
How is it for you?
Quick and joyful. Yeah, man. It's all myths, man. You'll find a way to do it. You'll get it in.
Unless I lose my cock, there's no reason.
People are weirded out because they're babies. Let me tell you something.
That shit is so stupid.
The baby doesn't even know what the fuck is going on right now.
What do you think? Hit me so hard, my dick presses against my zipper and it hurts like a motherfucker.
Like, seriously, what's going to fucking happen, honestly? It sound like, you know, it's like the kid's first word is going to be, like, you know, vagina or...
Penis!
Fuck my pussy.
Great soundbite. Great soundbite. Love it.
You like that one?
That was awesome. That was so good.
I'm giving you pearls.
Fuck your pussy!
Yeah, it's all bullshit, man.
Yeah.
All bullshit. You guys don't have to worry about it right now, but...
Chris, are you looking forward to being a dad eventually someday? Is that something you always wanted to...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You'll be able to, you know, fuck in front of your kid when he's that little or whatever?
Like, define in front. Are you talking about any other room or if it's the fucking bed?
Well, if you guys... Put it this way. If you guys have the crib in your room...
Which you will. Right. You'll have at least something for him to sit in.
You going to be able to fuck with that kid in the room, or is that going to like freak you out a little bit?
I think it'll freak me out a little bit. I'll drag that bitch into another room.
The kid?
No. I'm
just kidding.
Oh.
I see, that won't bother me. It's just, you know, you just play the music, drown the kid out. I mean,
the kid's not... He'll have a fucking... You put him in his thing, and he's looking at lights. He's not paying attention. You get it in, bro. Get it in. Don't fucking worry about the kid. He'll be all right.
Yeah, for that 3 minutes a month that I guess you're getting
exactly.
It
doesn't fucking matter.
Right.
It's quick, and again, it's quick. No problem, dude.
Don't brag. Jesus Christ. It's quick. It's quick, I'm telling you.
Don't worry about it. As long as he doesn't take notes from you, you're good. You do not want to be this quick.
You know what, though? You better hope he takes notes
from
you.
It's a race, not a marathon.
I was going to say, I hope he takes notes from
you. I hope your kid doesn't grow up with that fucking attitude.
Oh, dude, his kid's going to be a shit.
Poor fucking kid.
I can already say it right now. You don't even have a kid, but if you have a kid, girl or boy, already fucking asshole. What a fucking jerk off.
Absolutely.
Not a care in the world about anybody. Look at this asshole. That's what this kid's going to do.
Yep.
Girl or boy. And have no fucking friends. You can have like one friend who's as fucked up.
I hope
as
your
them.
First kid cries like you talk nonstop.
Probably, yeah. Probably, I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh, you're gonna hate that.
Just 24 hours of nonsense,
as opposed to Chris's house where it's dead silent.
Cricket, cricket.
Except for his cat. I know, whether girl or boy, my kid's going to be the biggest fucking pussy on the planet. I can already see it.
It's, you know, you have no control.
I can already see it.
Your gay son is on you, buddy.
Either that or I'm going to have a fucking carpet munching daughter. One of the two. Or both. Could you imagine that, having a gay son and a dyke daughter? What the fuck kind of shit lottery did you hit?
You did something wrong.
No fucking shit.
Hell yeah.
No fucking shit.
You pissed off something, somebody up there.
You almost pray for your brother and or your son and daughter to fuck each other.
That's
my fucking balls.
What? Holy shit.
Like, what you cocking balls for, mama? All
right, that's just gross.
That's cross the line.
Oh, here we go.
That's disgusting.
He wants you to smack around his cock and balls.
Oh, look at that. My girlfriend just texted me. I'm done with you.
I don't blame her after that comment.
Gross.
I can't wait to see you guys as fucking dads.
Dude, you'll be waiting a long fucking time.
Yeah.
Your kid's going to have a fucking doctorate by the time
come on,
get a
man.
Chick
you're getting,
pregnant.
You're getting too fucking old, man. Getting
fuck
old.
Fuck you.
I'm just saying, man.
Why am I getting too old? I'm not under any kind of pressure.
No, I know you're not.
I don't
under.
Give a shit that my friends have kids.
No, I know.
Don't bother
I know
me.
You know. I know
I'll have
you
a
know.
Fucking kid when I'm 60 if they're still swimming.
You still can, too.
Mm-hmm. Which will be good because I'll be... Mm-hmm. Dead 5 years later, I won't have to worry about watching that kid go to prison or anything like that. Or blow up a fucking
worry about paying for college.
Yeah.
Scumbag.
Exactly.
Oh,
I can die saying I never had to pay child support.
That's true. That is true.
Look, when it happens, it happens. If it doesn't happen, I'm not upset either. I mean, it'd be disappointing not to have children. But at the same time, I'm probably doing them a fucking favor.
I'd have to agree with you.
Yeah, I figured you would.
You'd make a great dad.
I probably would make an awesome dad.
Especially if you're talking about...
If I'm still talking you two motherfuckers, I'll be a hell of a fucking dad. The best friend that'll bury you when you ain't looking. And the other best friend will Well, basically, he'll talk shit on you when you're feeling down and shit like that.
He'll make he'll pick throw you a pair up. Of balls,
faggot.
Right, exactly. My cat died. You're a faggot.
I really hope you don't have a kid at 60. That's just fucking selfish.
Why's that?
Because you'll be dead before that kid turns 21. Of old age.
Obviously.
That's well, just selfish.
Come on. You're really giving me a lot of credit. Like, I'm gonna
you'll
see
be
that
dead before that kid's five. That's just fucking selfish.
It depends on the situation. Depends. You can't... Never say never, man. Fucking, there have been old people that have had kids. Well, old dudes that got chicks pregnant. Tony Randall. Didn't he fucking get his girl or wife pregnant at 72 years old?
I don't know. Yeah, he did, yeah.
Yeah, the guy from The Odd Couple, yeah, the original Odd Couple, mm-hmm.
Nah, I'm just saying it's selfish.
But yeah, dude, I mean, you want to get it, you want to do it sooner than later.
Yeah, but...
That heart's not getting any stronger.
Please. This fucking thing is dead. It died years ago.
Got to put a baboon heart in there.
I already got the tits. I got the baboon tits. I just need the fucking baboon heart.
His heart's got to be strong to just pump through those layers and layers of cholesterol and plaque and just shit.
You would think, man, but it's working.
It's overtime. Working overtime.
Exactly. So seeing 60 would be a fucking miracle. This is just... I can already see the wheels in my girlfriend's head turning right now.
Well, if she was smart...
Start looking for a backup plan.
If she was smart, she'd get you to lock her down, get her some nice life insurance, ride it out, man. You die, she gets a nice policy.
You think she looks at me and says, what a great future I'm going to have. You fucking for real? Come on, dude. She's my girlfriend. I already know she's not thinking about.
Her best case scenario is Mr. Mom.
Best case scenario is she finds another dude. Let's face it. It's already... Whether you like to think about it or not, it's already there. It's already... You can just... You can almost foresee... That you know she's going to find somebody way better. Not that it's hard. She could throw a rock and hit somebody way better
Hot
than
chicks
me.
Can just go out and pretty much, they run the right. table there.
She's maybe gonna, I like fat guys.
You watch the next time. Thanks, Lois.
Maybe I want to have sex with a fat guy right now.
You know the next time she sees an eye doctor, she's going to come home and be like, what the fuck? This whole time, I just thought you were a bodybuilder who was really soft.
I can't see, goddammit.
Fucking, my girlfriend goes out with a fucking doughy rhino. Poor
Jesus.
It's funny, too, because if that shit ever happens, she's like, you know, I don't think it's going to work out. I'll be like, well, thanks for trying. Appreciate you trying.
Thanks for giving me the shot.
You take care now, okay?
Why not? Do not.
She's going to go down the sink being with you.
Oh, there it is.
Oh.
I found somebody else.
Yep, and you're ugly.
Holy shit.
Oh, man. It's funny, but I'm dying inside.
You're already dead inside.
I am dead inside. Yeah.
Man, you already have your future mapped out.
Nah, no one ever does. No one ever fucking thinks. If you think you know what's going to happen to you in five fucking years, you're out of your mind.
Yep. I think her leaving you is a safe bet, though. I'd lay some odds in Vegas. I'd go with the
odds. Yeah, but the
odds... Let me ask you this. Are
the odds are so low that you won't make any money.
You have to
off
put more money down.
Yeah, it's
got
to be like 1-5 at this point.
No, well,
she's out within a year.
You should have put money on the odds if I would have ended up with her from the get-go.
That's it.
That's
yes.
where you would have made a shit ton of money.
Yeah, they would have been like 40,000 to 1.
Yeah. Thanks for giving me a break on that.
If I put in overtime, though, I would have.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, I think you did. I think you put in some work.
Yeah.
After I would have had to put. If I would have at the beginning of the night, I would have definitely went with the 40,001. But you know, you put in some work. I saw the work.
It wasn't the first night.
No, it wasn't.
No.
No, but I saw the work. That's what I'm saying.
I didn't even bother. Until the second night when everybody else struck out. I was like, why not take a shot at it?
Well, I'm just kidding. The first night, she was all wet over Marco because he told her about the show.
Oh, yeah.
Within 35 seconds of meeting
her. Yeah, that was... Marco came upstairs, and I was just getting out of the shower, and he's like... And I was like, what? He's like, yo, there's a girl downstairs. You got to check her out.
Did he say it all creepy, whispering like that?
Well, he was whispering to me because he obviously didn't want anyone else to hear it. I was like, all right, dude.
I don't even remember that.
I was like, I'll be down. I'm just getting changed. I was like, all right. And go downstairs. I just sat down. All of a sudden, he mentions the show. I was like, oh.
Crowbar.
Look at this. Missy, I guess she's out at a function or something. She got a little Clinton bobblehead.
Yeah. I know where that bobblehead's going to go. Right up her. Come on,
she's out of her mind.
Gross.
Yeah, it's going right on Instagram. That's right.
Yeah. Bobblehead between her titties. Right between her titties. Yeah.
Dr. Z, too. Constantly tweeting her, man.
I know. I think he wants to fuck her.
I think he does, too.
Dude, you obviously. You obviously don't know her that well. That girl will tear you to shreds.
And she'll give you herpes.
Think Dr. Z, this will be the first time he has to diagnose himself? What is that bump?
Punch her really hard right in her hepatitis.
No, he's been tweeting her though a lot. It's pretty. He told her she should get rid of Jesus. Because that'll never.
He doesn't even know Jesus. Jesus is a nice guy.
He is a nice guy. I got his back.
How do you guys know that?
What?
That Jesus is a nice guy.
He treats her good. That's good enough, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I'm just saying, never met him before.
He's his name like Jesus.
It's got to be a step up. I mean, anything's a step up. You know, let's be honest.
Unless he's nailed to the step.
Ooh, that's true.
Honestly, he seems like a good guy. So you met him, right, Jesus?
I met him before they got together. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Good and I thought him. He was Jesus back then too. But yeah, he's a nice guy.
I'm sure he's happy that we're talking about him right now. You know, Missy's gonna come in next week. I heard you guys talking about Jesus.
Wow.
I'm just fucking around, man. When no, the fuck good. Did this show get
good.
So serious?
That was good, man.
Holy shit.
Jesus Christ is my nigga.
By the way, I showed that to a couple people. Of color. That video. The YouTube video, that dude.
Oh, the pastor rapping. Yeah.
Not happy. I thought it was funny. They didn't find it funny. They were like, yeah, this isn't funny. And I'm like, you really think he's trying to be racist? I'm like, well, it doesn't matter. He shouldn't be using that word. And I was like, oh, okay. It was awkward. It was really awkward. I was like, obviously they don't have a sense of humor. I really don't.
Well, I mean, that guy's so old, he probably owned slaves at one point. So I could understand why they wouldn't want older white people using that word.
Django Unchained.
Fucking speaking of slaves, you fucking, you know, Lauryn Hill got, you know, the singer, Lauryn Hill from the Fugees?
Yeah.
She got thrown into jail for 3 months.
For tax evasion.
She didn't pay her taxes.
What the fuck's that got to do with slaves?
Well, hold on a second. Wait, hold on a second.
Holding niggas.
Speaking of slaves, I was hanging out with my black friend the other day.
I'm going to tell you, motherfuckers.
You fucking racist motherfucker.
She,
objection! Extremely racist!
She addressed the court and said she feels that the tax laws in the United States are comparable to slavery. that she feels like she's a slave to the government.
Try not being a millionaire.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Okay. Like, that is some stupid... Is that girl out of her fucking mind?
Yeah, she is. She compared... That's why I'm getting slavery. She compared it to being a slave that lives in mansions and drives fucking Ferraris and everything else.
These are slave taxes.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
Comparable to being a slave.
Unfortunately, the only difference is the slaves didn't get to sleep in the mansion. They got to sleep outside by the mansion.
You letting this nigga in the big house? That shit was so funny, man. That's what Sam L said in fucking Django Unchained. You know what's funny? I didn't notice. Not that I didn't notice. I didn't think they said the N-word that many times. Like, I know they said it a lot, but I didn't think it was that much that they counted. Somebody said it was like 170 or something like that.
Jesus, really?
Yeah,
I don't know. That's what I think that was. I could be off.
I don't fucking care about that.
I think it was under 100.
I don't know. I didn't really count.
Who fucking cares?
It's like Easter at my house. Sam L was great at that.
I don't think it was used just to be used. Like, I think it flowed with the movie.
Yeah,
like,
it was 1850.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People are killing him for that, though, using it.
Sam L was great.
Oh, he was fantastic.
He made me laugh the hardest out of everybody.
The end scene, he cut off the southern old black accent that he was doing the whole movie and just started yelling in his own voice. It was fucking great.
I didn't see it yet.
I just watched it like early this week, and I already forgot like all the lines. Like all I remember is that one that he said when DiCaprio was like, yeah, make up the bed for you. He's like, you're going to have to burn the sheets and the pillowcases and the... What is he, a housemaster? I don't know. He's like a butler.
Yeah, he's kind of like the head slave of that house.
Yeah, but he's like, it's almost like he runs shit.
Like Benson.
Well, yeah, like Benson. Yeah, like Mr. Belvedere, but black. Yeah, like that. But he hates black people. He hated Jamie Foxx's character.
Really?
Yeah, when I said, he said it. He was like, well, you going to let this nigga sleep in the big house? He was pissed.
What kind of Molignans are these?
He was fucking angry.
It's like Jeffrey from The Fresh Prince.
No.
He ran the house, though. He kept everybody in check.
He kept all the waitress or waitresses, whatever, the maids all in check. What the fuck?
Here's your tip, honey.
It's a Waffle House, nigga.
Just getting the tip of my whip.
But yeah, he was so funny. I liked the movie a lot. I didn't think it was his best, though. Tarantino's best. I did like it.
For me, it's tough to pick a best. He's done so many good movies.
No, I know. I'm just saying. I think I expected more out of this movie because everybody was like, oh, dude, he's fucking great. And it was. It was really good. But I was telling him before we started the show, I said, the one thing, and I know this is so stupid because it says a minor detail, but the whole movie was really good. But why the fuck did he have to have a fucking tooth on a spring on top of his fucking carriage? Like, seriously? The one thing they would never have back in that day, you're going to put that on there? They didn't do shit like that. Like, that was something you see at a carnival today.
Right.
You know, it was like, come on, dude. That's the only fucking thing. And that's the first thing you see is that fucking carriage. You know?
I don't know. That didn't even occur to me when I was watching the movie.
I just thought it was gay. I really did. I was like, this is stupid. You know? That's why I said to him, I was like, you know, if like, in Lincoln, they didn't have a fucking laser pistol or some shit like that. You know what I mean? Like, keep it to the times. He did everything else perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. You know, yeah, because I was there. The slave shit was perfect. I mean, it was to a T.
How do you know that they didn't have like carts like that back then?
No. The carriage itself, yeah. That tooth on a spring, no fucking way.
Why not?
That was just a little like joke or something like that. That shit was I just couldn't see it.
It's the first thing I'm gonna look for now.
Well, you don't have to. It's noticeable. Yeah. It's not like a little tooth, dude. It's like the size of a fucking car.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous. That guy, though, that character, that actor, that white dude, that freed Django, I don't know, remember his name, the guy who won the Oscar for
Christoph Waltz.
That guy is a phenomenal actor.
He is. He's awesome. I texted you halfway through the movie when I saw it that he was going to win an Oscar.
Although,
for
I will say this, he's exactly the same guy in every fucking movie I've seen him in. He really is.
Wow.
I watched him in three movies.
Mm-hmm.
And all three movies, he's the same fucking guy. But he's a likable character. Whether he's good or bad, he's a likable right. character. So, I mean, I still think the beginning of Inglourious Basterds was a little bit better than the beginning of that movie. That whole scene with the house and the people under the floor and shit right. like that. I liked his mannerisms in that movie a little bit better. Even though he's the same guy.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the same fucking character. I don't know, it's crazy. And I'll tell you what, the fucking blood and guts were amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, brain matter, bone really? Matter. Oh
yeah, that I remember texting you that while I was watching. I was like, it'll never get nominated for an Oscar because of that. It's too bloody.
Sure enough, it did.
Yeah, I was shocked.
I don't think that ever bothered anybody before. Because
yeah, but it was very like graphic.
Gangs in New York was really
graphic, yeah, it was,
and that was nominated. So I don't see why this wouldn't. I liked it though. It was good. I know you were telling me about Zero Dark Thirty. Did you watch that?
I did see Zero Dark Thirty.
What did you think? He told me what he thought.
I thought it was just
long.
I thought it was. I guess I expected action, and you didn't get the action until the end.
No, you get all the drama behind the scenes.
You get all the drama, and I like that shit. Man. I do like that shit. So
it's like
I thought
Homeland,
it was.
I
don't know. Mm-hmm. The first hour of the movie, all they did was torture Middle Easterns. What's not to like?
That was awesome. That was the best part. Other than when they shot the motherfucker. But I liked it. I liked
stuck it. Stuck dude in a fucking box.
Yeah, I liked it. I thought it was good. And then, you know, when they got him, I thought that was awesome. Like, yeah. You know,
don't
I,
ruin it.
They actually didn't shoot him.
They just, got him? Are you fucking for real?
He's on a ship somewhere.
Oh, it's Osama bin Laden. Yeah, there's a couple good movies that are like on demand or on at Redbox or whatever.
Let me ask you, the end of Zero Dark. See, yeah. I watched it on computer at work, so yeah. The end was like, I couldn't see anything. It was too dark.
Mm-hmm. She, as far as the end, she went in, saw the body, which they never really
No,
showed.
No, not that. I mean, like when they're in the house hunting for
them. Oh, it's fuck, first of all. Yeah,
I mean, I couldn't see anything. Was it like that on a regular TV?
I watched it on the
big the screen was almost completely dark the entire time.
It was hard. It wasn't easy to see. Yeah, okay. It was, but it's probably worse on a computer screen.
Yeah, because I was thinking if it was like somewhat visible on a regular screen, I'd rent it again. But
you could see a lot more on the screen. But watching on a computer screen, forget it. You're never going to fucking see it. It's going to be tough. But you still don't see a lot because it's dark the whole fucking time. Mm-hmm.
Was it a fairly long movie or 2 hours, 2.5 hours?
Like 2 hours?
Yeah, close to 2 hours.
Okay.
You know what I started watching the other night? Abraham Lincoln Vampire Slayer.
How was that?
I haven't watched the whole thing yet. I just don't... I don't understand what Abraham Lincoln has to do with this movie. Like, they could have done this without any type of historical reference, and it would be fine.
Right.
But the fact that it's Abraham Lincoln is really fucking annoying me.
Maybe because Van Helsing's getting old. The whole Van Helsing thing's kind of getting old.
It could have
like,
just
let's
been
do something different.
A guy in the 1800s who hunted vampires.
Yeah, Bill Clinton, Vampire Slayer. It's just like a niche of the movie.
Yeah.
That probably,
come here, you bloodsucker.
They could have put any character in there.
Yeah, I don't know. It just, like, don't get me wrong. I've seen, maybe the first 45 minutes of it, and it's okay. It's not bad. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't see, like, what kind of crack was this guy smoking when he came, the guy who wrote this movie?
All right, I got this great idea. This is what we're going to do. We're going to take an historical figure, and we're going to match him up against a famous villain. And they're probably bouncing around ideas and like, all right, Moses versus Godzilla.
Go.
Nah, don't think that would work. Let's see. What else? Jesus versus, I don't know, fucking King Kong. Nope. Mm-mm. Hitler versus Frankenstein. Nope. Nope. Abe Lincoln versus vampires. That's it. Let's greenlight the project.
Nailed it.
Let's, yeah, right. What the fuck?
Boom.
Cha-ching.
That doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever.
It doesn't. One of our listeners, Brett O'Donnell, says that Christoph guy plays a Jew hunting Nazi in one movie and a slave freeing dentist in another. Definitely the same character, Fabio. So I guess he's.
I meant like his mannerisms. Is you condescending fuck. It's the same. The opening scene of Inglourious Basterds and the opening scene of Django Unchained. Very similar.
I gotta watch.
And it's fucking Tarantino, so I mean, it's not surprising.
Right.
But you'll see his character, very similar to the character in Inglourious Basterds.
Is that like a...
Obviously not his profession is the fucking same.
Is that like a Nicolas Cage character? Like his mannerisms are always...
Well, you know
like,
what? Honestly, I don't think this Christoph Waltz guy can do any kind of different role. I think he's going to be typecast as that really nice, possibly evil, possibly friendly guy.
Yeah.
I watched a movie with him and John C. Reilly called Chaos. What the fuck is it called? Yeah, I think it's just called Chaos. All it is John C. Reilly and what the fuck is that bitch's name from the Silence of the Lambs movie? Jodie Foster. They're a married couple. Can't see it, but it's true.
Damn.
And then it's Christoph
is
Waltz.
Is John C. Reilly that fucking old? I feel like Jodie Foster should be in her late 50s at this point, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, she's... Yeah, absolutely.
Christoph Waltz is with the chick from Titanic. And they're the parents of this kid who beat the shit out of John C. Reilly's kid, so they decide to meet each other and talk about it. And they end up getting into a fight about shit that has nothing to do with their fucking kids. And then they start turning on each other. It's fucking funny. It's got like that Four Rooms feel to it.
Okay.
You know? But he's the same guy in that movie too. Real light spoken, kinda quirky, whatever. Obviously not a Jew hunter.
Or a dentist.
Or a slave freak dentist. Sorry about that. But, he's very typecast. You could say he's like a German Nicolas Cage or whatever the fuck he is. Fucking
I don't know. Let's not go that far. He may play the same part in every movie, but he's fucking good at it.
No, he's a better actor, obviously. Absolutely. There's no question he's a better actor. It's not hard to be a better actor than Nick Cage, but... Mm. I'm just saying, he does sound like the same guy. In other words, Nick Cage can't do a different voice. I don't think this guy can. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That kind of thing. You know, Nick Cage, no matter what whether he tries to be Southern, you still hear that shit. It's stupid. You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. I said don't touch the bunny.
It's a shame Abraham Lincoln didn't kill vampire Nicolas Cage back in the 1800s.
Yeah, why couldn't it have been Nick Cage, vampire killer, or whatever the fuck? Come here, vampire! Bra fucking bo. Such a tool, that fucking dude.
Amazing how he kind of disappeared, right?
He's still doing... You know what, though? His movies now are like straight to video.
Yeah, they're not anything...
Like that second Ghost Rider?
Yeah.
I don't even think it hit the theaters.
Straight to beta.
I'm sorry, it did hit the theaters. it hit the dumpster behind the theater. It was so fucked. I couldn't even watch it. I couldn't finish watching it. First one was all right.
I never watched it.
Second one, they killed that character. They killed that... I mean, it would have been a really cool movie had they gotten someone... good to play the role.
Yeah.
But...
Yeah, they killed it. That movie, I couldn't watch it. I couldn't finish it at all. It was bad.
Horrible.
Yeah, it was bad.
Horrible. I'm angry! Yeah. That's all he's doing. He's doing like, you know... Fucking weirdo, man.
He gets the roles, though.
And that dude... I don't know if you guys noticed, but that dude's got some serious plastic surgery done in the last couple of years. He looks so bizarre. He looks so bizarre. His forehead now starts like at the back of his head. It's real. Like, they couldn't have pulled his face back any tighter. He looks bizarre.
How bizarre.
Oh, well.
He still gets the rolls, man.
Speaking of rolls.
You hungry?
A little bit.
A little bit.
My girl wants to see the Silver Linings Playbook. I told her we'd watch it. I don't know.
I'm hearing good things about it.
I don't know how I'm going to feel about it, though. I'm not really sure. Like, I don't want it to be one of those, I don't know, like, retarded story type thing. I'm excited to see, like, Robert De Niro, but let's face it, his movie track record in the last 10 years haven't been the best.
I'm excited to see Chris Tucker. He hasn't done a movie in 10 years.
He's in the movie?
Yeah.
He's in the movie.
Very short time. I think he's in the...
I don't know. I saw him in the preview.
Yeah.
Be funny if it's just him and Jackie Chan walking by and that was it.
Lee! You felt the fish. Talk about a guy who wasted the prime of his career.
What was he?
Dave Chappelle, I think, is even worse. walked away from $50 million in the prime of his career.
Yeah.
Honestly.
That show was on fire.
Don't get me wrong. He's been around for a lot longer than that.
Mm-hmm.
But when he really picked up is that show. Mm-hmm. You know, that show really launched him in the fucking atmosphere, and he fucking just lost it. Talk about wasting your career. Chris Tucker, I hear you, but he was fucking annoying, though.
It makes it even worse to waste it. At least Chappelle could come back. Chris Tucker's not really talented. He's not that funny.
Right.
But, I mean, he was from Friday to the movies with Jackie Chan. Like, he was huge at that point, and then you just never saw him again.
Yeah.
Because he wanted, like, $30 million movies.
Yeah, he priced himself out of Hollywood, which is fucking ridiculous.
That's why he's doing stand-up at the casinos and shit.
He's back in comedy? I thought he took, like, a religious route.
Who, Chris Tucker?
No, I mean, I don't know what he made from... What are the movies called with Jackie Chan?
Rush Hour.
Rush Hour. I don't know what he made off them in the Friday movie. I can't imagine he made much off the Friday movie.
No, because it wasn't.
But like I don't know what he made off them, but he can't have too much money.
I think
money
he made decent money off the Rush Hour movies. What were they? Three of them, right?
Yeah,
I think he did decent on them, but after that, I mean...
He fucking disappeared.
Yeah.
Did that shitty movie with Charlie
Michael,
Sheen.
Mm-hmm. This stupid Michael Jackson video.
Yeah.
A horrible, horrible, horrible.
Yep.
Hanging around with Michael.
I mean, he's okay as far as being funny. Like, he's not bad. You know, he made me laugh in the movies he was in, but he shouldn't have been where he was at, and to not capitalize on it's just fucking ridiculous. Can you imagine turning down like $10 million to do a movie?
Mm-mm, not at all.
A Lorno. A light porn. Light porno. Thinking of that fucking... That was all right. I can't say it was a shitty movie. The change up. It was kind of funny.
Oh, was that with...
Van Wilder and Jason Bateman?
I liked it. It was a good movie.
I never remember his fucking name. I always call him Van Wilder.
Reynolds.
Yeah. Olivia Wilde was hot, though. God damn. You didn't tell me you were a big, fat fucking boner. When he said that shit, I lost it. He's like, that is sexual harassment. Or the fucking Russian porn director. Now stick your thumb up her butthole.
Yeah, that's right. That was that movie, yeah.
Yeah, that's the one. Make like iPhone. Purchase some apps.
Yeah.
Hey, Angry Birds. You're going to kiss that boy.
That's funny.
That was a good movie.
It's one of those that you don't turn off when it comes on. Like, I'll watch it.
Yeah, if there's nothing else on, you just leave it on. Do whatever, fall asleep, whatever the fuck. Yeah, it was good. I hate the way that they actually CGI'd his wife's tits.
They CGI'd that?
Yeah, you remember when he woke up? He's like, put your tits away. This is in Africa.
Yeah.
That wasn't a real tits.
Why?
That was CGI.
Why would they do that?
I don't fucking know. That's just ridiculous. And then, of course, when she was walking into the bathroom naked... It wasn't her.
She's a good-looking chick.
She is a great-looking chick. How bad could her body be?
Yeah.
I just saw This Is 40.
Yeah. Was that good?
How was that?
Wasn't bad. Okay. It wasn't bad. It wasn't great, but it had some really funny moments. It's one of those things. Wait till it comes out on cable.
Yeah.
You'll be like, oh, that wasn't bad. You know, like that kind of thing. I'm not going to pump it up like it's a great movie.
The chick in the movie, whatever the fuck her name is.
The wife?
Yeah.
That's the girl I was talking about in the change-up.
Yeah, she's annoying.
I like her.
She annoys me.
I like her. The fucking kids were funny in this movie. There's a lot of... It's not, like, knocked up. It's a little... I don't know how to put it. A lot of... Like, kids are dropping F-bombs, and it's not bad. I've seen worse. But I won't pump it up like it's fucking, it's the funnest comedy I've seen. But it's I've seen way worse than this fucking movie. So it wasn't bad. We laughed our balls off when we were watching, I guess because we were bored. I don't know. Me and her were watching it. We're like, yeah, I guess it was kind of funny. Well, we got the fucking DVD from Redbox.
Mm-hmm.
And there must have been a scratch or something on it because it kept skipping over like two chapters.
Ugh.
So it goes from the end of like the second chapter into the fifth. And I was like, whoa, what the fuck happened? A second ago, the guy's wearing a plaid shirt. Now he's wearing wearing spandex. Like, what the fuck just happened?
What the fuck happened?
Can we try to do one show just all sound bites?
What the fuck happened?
It wouldn't be hard to
Nobody
do.
Would listen to that.
I don't think anyone's listening to this either.
That's a Judd Apatow movie, right?
Yeah.
And that's his wife.
That's his wife. That's his wife. Yeah, he puts her in every fucking movie. Remember, she was in 40 Old Virgin. Yeah. She threw up all over.
In spite of her, every one of those movies are funny.
You really don't think she's good?
She gets on my nerves.
Her voice gets on your nerves?
Everything about her.
I like how she fucking screams and yells at people all the fucking time.
Every now and then, I think she's funny, but for the most part, she gets on my fucking nerves.
She isn't bad. She's no Janine Garofalo.
Oh, God. I didn't know that chick was still around. She's still doing stand-up?
She's not funny at all.
No, she's not.
Yeah.
Talk about miserable.
She's doing stand-up at the unemployment office of comics.
Talk about miserable, though.
I don't find her to be miserable. She's just not funny.
She's dry. She's like,
I'm not trying to be a dick, but like, there's not that many funny female comics.
You fucking whore.
Bobby Kelly cannot be upset for fucking... You know, for us saying, she's really not funny or whatever. There's really not that many funny. Amy Schumer is kind of like this up-and-comer.
Yeah.
She's like the hot shit now.
I think she's funny.
She's okay. You know, I don't know why people think she's fucking drop-dead gorgeous. I don't get it.
I think she's fucking cute.
She's not drop-dead gorgeous. She's cute.
Like people are like, she's fucking hot. I'm like, really? That's what
Why? Because she does fucking stand-up and fucking
Well, Lisa
high
Lampinelli does good stand-up. She ain't hot.
She's doing high heels. She'll break them.
She's thin now.
Yeah.
Is she really?
Yeah, she's all that weight.
She's fucking thin.
Lap band surgery.
Yeah.
Can you imagine what that looks like when she lifts her shirt up?
Oh, it's probably loose skin.
It probably looks like the Sarlacc pit. Once
you get those pants off, it's like two sagging pressed hams and a slice of pizza.
Yeah, Amy Schumer's a funny chick, but I can already see her shit's getting old because she does that same, like... She's like a one-trick pony.
Yeah, I don't know anything. I've never heard her do stand-up or anything.
She's got a show now.
Yeah, I've never seen her. I've just seen pictures of her. I think she's fucking hot.
Yeah, you've seen her in roasts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But normally when a girl comes on the verse, I get up and take a piss.
She's good. I think she's good.
Unless it's Lisa Lampinelli. I just wouldn't pay to see
a female comic. No? Fuck no. Would you pay to see a female comic? You have.
You have, haven't you?
Who? Who was it?
I didn't even know. It was...
Do you know her name? Is she famous? Popular?
No. She's famous. She's a lesbian.
That's it. It was just comics.
Judith Gold.
Oh, my God.
It was like a fucking...
She's fucking terrible.
She was bad. I mean, it was a couple's night. It wasn't that. It was just... I just went along.
Wrong, sir. Wrong.
You know, I didn't think she was funny at all.
Judy Gold. She's not even current.
Room full of lesbies, man. Lesbies all over.
And I'm sure they were all fucking disgusting looking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a couple of them that walked out because she didn't like the fact that... I mean, she was all right. She was making fun of lesbians and butch lesbians and shit like that.
Judy Gold.
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah, it was something else. It wasn't that good.
I can only imagine.
No. I wouldn't pay. She'd have to be really good for me to pay to see a headliner.
Who do you think is the funniest chick comic you've ever heard of in your life?
Lisa Lampinelli.
Yeah, I'm kind of sick of her shit, too. It's the same shit over
there. She's along the lines of what we like, you know, that raunchy...
Well, yeah, but somebody said it about her, and they're actually... It was a joke, but they're right. She basically is the female Don Rickles. She's a heckler, but she's a chick, and she's just... She doesn't seem original to me. She's funny... But it's kind of... Her shit's, like, old. I don't know. She just has a shelf life, I think. You don't hear of her anymore. It's not like she's got her own TV show or she's starring in movies or anything like that.
No,
she kind of quieted down a little bit.
She did. She took some time off. She said she took some... She's got a show on Howard. You know who her co-host is?
Who?
Fucking Morse. Mike Morse.
Oh, is it?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, he writes all that shit for her.
Yeah.
It's a shame he doesn't write his own jokes.
She's on Howard 101, I think.
Is she? Well, she's got a face for radio.
Yeah, she does.
Exactly.
Yeah, she does. That fucking beaten up crow look that she's got.
She's so fucking funny, though.
She is funny. She was great in I saw a couple episodes of Celebrity Apprentice, and she just went... I didn't even realize
she was on that.
I didn't know she was on it.
She just plugging herself. She knew what she was doing.
Is that the Trump show?
That's the Trump show, yeah.
Okay.
She was on there with fucking the Hulk.
Lisa.
The Hulk.
What, the Incredible Hulk?
Yeah.
Ferrigno. Lou Ferrigno? Oh, that must have been fun.
She fucking killed him.
Hello, Mr. Donald. Nice to meet you.
I gave 110%.
I used to be the Incredible Hulk.
every fucking show I watch, I gave 110%.
Hulk smash. Hulk. What?
Can I have my lines again?
He was in King of Queens.
Yeah.
He played the neighbor.
Yeah.
And it was funny because, and he played Lou Ferrigno.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which was funny because, like, every time he came into the scene, you know, he was trying to be funny, but, like, the guy never cracked a smile. Here I am on the other side of the screen pissing myself when he's saying a line.
Your father keeps bringing him a yawn.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? Like, I put captions on. They don't, it's question marks. Huh? Those captions is bullshit, by the way.
Keep leaving squips in my garbage can. I think I should have beat Arnold.
He was real. You ever see Pumping Iron?
I saw bits and pieces.
Yo, he was fucking mad. Yeah. Yeah, he was mad. Arnold's walking around smoking weed, grabbing tits. Like, he was just the champ of the world. And here, Lou Ferrigno's really pumping iron. His dad was like his trainer and everything. He was so dedicated. And Arnold fucking... Nobody even knows who the fuck Lou Ferrigno is at the time, anyway. And he's sitting there, and he was crying. This big 6'4" muscular dude crying like a baby.
Pussy.
Sound like a baby too.
I could have won the contest. I could have won.
How bad is it? You're deaf and you have an accent. Fucking horrible, man. Although, if you see Arnold now. You compare the two of them. Arnold looks 40 years older.
Oh,
than
yeah.
Yeah.
Arnold is fucking...
He's aged.
Dude, he is falling apart.
Mm-hmm.
That Expendables 2, man.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, face pull back, I am back. It's like, holy shit.
Same stupid fucking line that you've used.
You know, it was cool back in the 80s because, you know, it was the Terminator. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. You watch a Predator. And mm-hmm. That was fine. But now he's bringing that shit back.
Back. Yeah. Bringing it back.
30 years later, and you're like... Oh, come on, man. Give it a fucking rest. Seriously.
I agree with you. You know it's coming every movie he's in that has like a comedy, like a light feel to it. Because Expendables
this
had
like
a little...
This last movie that just came out didn't look like a comedy. Was it a comedy?
Which one's
a cop?
He's a cop. I don't know if it's a comedy, but it looked like it was... Maybe like,
no, I don't think it's a comedy, but yeah, it probably has movie. That bullshit
it's
in
gotta
it.
It's got to have that like joking.
Stick around.
Yeah, that kind of stupid shit.
Stupid.
The chopper.
Let off some steam. He throws the fucking pipe through the dude's
yeah,
chest and steam.
Get the fuck out of here.
The Running Man was on HBO the other night. I was watching it.
So that's another movie I'll watch again.
Yeah, because you know what, though? You watch it now, you're like, wow, this is fucking terrible.
Oh, the
special.
Oh, yeah. It's horrible. I just watched it like a month ago.
Right, but you still watch it because it's a cult classic.
Right, but watching it and thinking, like, if they redid this movie, that's the movie I watched it, like, I think it was like 2 months ago.
Okay.
And I was always against remakes. They should remake every good 80s movie because they're shit.
Right.
They are
most
shit.
Most of them are. Most of them are
the
shit.
The worst movie made this year has better special effects than anything they had 30 years ago. They should remake every fucking good movie.
Judd Apatow's
the
80s. Wife's tits were better special effects than that fucking movie. You know what's so you know why that movie, you know how you can tell that movie's fiction? Because the hockey goalie was a Jap. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how you know it was fiction. That was bullshit. How come the Russian guy is not the hockey player? Why is it the Jap? Why wasn't he like a fucking ninja or a samurai?
Good goddamn Japs.
That movie was so bad. But how do you not watch it?
You have to watch
it. You have to watch it.
Even the first Total Recall. Awful movie.
Mm-hmm.
Awful movie.
Oh, yeah.
But it's a classic.
Yep.
You know, the new one was pretty good. That was a good... They did a good job remaking it.
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah. But that first one, man, it was fucking terrible. Jesus Christ.
I like how they kept the three-titty girl in the new movie.
Oh, yeah. How could you not? With better special effects.
I mean, she
was
pointless in both of them, but how do you not bring her back for the second one? She had three tits. You have to bring her back.
Mm-hmm. She had a bouquet of tits.
Well,
all right, let's end it on this. If you guys had to pick one fucking movie you wanted remade, what would it be? It doesn't have to be your favorite or whatever. Something you know that could be so fucking good if it was remade.
Well, what made me think of it when I was watching The Running Man, so I think that could be really good if they made it today.
Yeah, it would be a totally different movie today.
They'd have good actors in it this time. As long as they didn't cast Nicolas Cage, it'd be fine.
Fuck him. You?
I'm thinking. Weird Science might be a good...
No. You thought that movie was bad?
I mean, it's a special... I'm talking about like special effects. Why the...
Oh, we're talking special effects?
Yeah, I'm just saying, in general.
But I guess if you guys are on that theme... The woman is going
to be hot. Like, get a girl...
if you guys are on that theme, all right, that's cool.
I get it.
I love that fucking movie.
The remake of Red Dawn was pretty good.
Was it?
Yeah.
I didn't see that yet.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, that looks good. I mean... So wait, who overtakes us in this movie?
A combination of North Korea and
the Middle
Russia.
East? Oh, Russia.
Yeah.
All right.
Mostly North Korea, but Russians in like the background.
Hey, purchase some maps. Weird Science, huh?
I would say, yeah. I mean, they'll probably get some smoking super hot girl.
Back in the day, though, she was fucking smoking hot.
Absolutely, but maybe, you know, you upgrade a little bit.
You know, hot back then is different than hot now.
Hot back then was completely average.
And completely natural.
Like Chet would be a better looking blob.
You think fucking Daisy, the original Daisy Duke, was average? That girl was fucking...
She was smoking. Dying. Those legs.
Farrah Fawcett, was she average? She was fucking gorgeous.
No, she was awesome.
Chrissy from Three's Company. She's a fucking... Dude, she was a piece of ass. Tell me you didn't spank one off to her when you could.
Absolutely.
All right,
then. I'm knocking on my door. Been waiting for you.
Marco was jacking it to Mrs. Roper. You know what?
Mrs. Roper.
Mrs. Roper.
Stupid spin off the Ropers.
I liked it. I thought it was good, man. Because I love those two characters. That's why. I'm trying to think of now you guys got me thinking special effects. What movie would I like to be remade? I was thinking of an 80s movie that just bombed, or a movie back then that just bombed that could have been good, that had the right premise.
Howard the Duck.
Howard the Duck. Tell me that shit didn't blow your mind, though, when you first saw it.
Absolutely.
Because how the fuck did they get that duck? Like, how the fuck did they get that costume and actually move its mouth when the guy... There was no CGI back then.
No, not at all.
That was fucking weird.
Mm-hmm.
Like Howard the Duck. I know. Escape from New York. It was a great movie, cult classic.
Mm-hmm.
With the right special effects, though, that movie could be the shit. I'm not saying it was bad. It was a good movie. I liked it. But Escape from New York would have been a great movie to see redone. I don't know why. Everybody's remaking everything these days.
Yeah.
And I hate to say this, but you know how cool Star Wars would be if it was made now? How cool the special effects would be.
Yeah, they did it already. They sucked.
No, like the original
same stories.
No, I would...
Same characters, no Jar Jar Binks, no. that whole deal.
The original 4, 5, and 6, if they were just made now.
I have no interest in that at all. I mean, the way they cleaned it up and shit like that, you know, they made it look a little better. They got rid of the black lines and all that stuff. I don't know. That's just... I couldn't imagine it. I couldn't imagine. I don't think it would ever be as good as the original. Because that was never a movie that was in question of being made better. You know what I mean?
No, I just think...
That's
like
saying, let's redo The Godfather.
Right. I'm just saying the special effects could be great.
I'm sure. Yeah, with the technology we have. Absolutely. But, I mean, the newer Star Trek movies as opposed to...
I thought the first one was really good.
The newest first one? Yeah.
And I never liked Star Trek at all.
I hate Star Trek.
Hate it.
Thought it was good.
But that movie's good.
The commercial for the new one looks pretty good. I want to see Iron Man 3. It looks really good. That's actually the only movie I care to see right now. Is it out yet? Did it come out yet?
I think so.
Yeah. I have no interest in...
I was going to watch it online the other night, but I think I want to go to a movie theater and see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have no interest in The Gatsby. I thought I did, but then I'm hearing all this shit, how boring it is and stuff like that. But
the previews kind of look boring.
Yeah, that wouldn't excite me. It just doesn't make me go up and just pay money to go see The Great Gatsby.
Well,
just no. I mean,
I don't
know.
It didn't get good reviews.
No.
They're kind of shitting on it right now. They're saying it's a very boring movie. Like the not special effects, but like the lighting and the costumes and the music and everything is great, but they said the movie just goes nowhere. And I'm like, wow, the book must have been shit, because I never read the book. So
neither
I don't
me neither.
I have no idea what the fuck it's about. Not that I care.
Nope. Neither do I.
But you know, I really...
They should have cast a Vinny Chase to do it.
That's right. It would have been a better movie.
Martin Scorsese directing it.
He's busy. He's busy doing a movie right now.
Who is?
Vinny Chase.
I thought...
Yeah. Entourage movie.
Are they filming yet?
I think so.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, buddy. Everybody all back in. Johnny Drama. Ramdas.
You want to hit a rub and tug?
I was just thinking, fuck, I totally lost my train of thought. Oh, well. Good enough for me.
Happens.
Yes.
Happens to the best of us.
Well, let's kill this fucking show on that. All right, let's do
always
it.
Always end on a strong joke.
Let's, let's get to some business for once, shall we? Let's talk about Tweaked Audio. Which, by the way, I was pimping these out the other day.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think I got somebody to take a shot at them. But Tweaked Audio, where's our girl? We need our girl to fucking butcher this ad.
Missy?
Missy, yeah. They have... The color is peanut butter and...
I don't give a shit.
Obviously. No, I'm just kidding. I gotta get you her a copy.
You shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Huh?
All right. Tweaked Audio. Type in the code word jerks. Save one third of the price and get free shipping. Marco, do you know the colors yet?
I do.
What are they?
Red.
Yes.
Blue.
Yes.
Green.
Yes.
Yellow.
Yes.
Pink.
Yes.
Black.
Yes.
Silver.
Yes.
And
wood grain, motherfucker.
Grain, bitch.
Yes. Finally have a copy. He sent him in the exact order I have it down written down.
Yeah, I'm reading it. I'm reading it. Yeah, absolutely.
Mic'd or non-mic'd. You have your choice. That way, if you want to talk while you're working out or on the go, or if you just don't want to talk to any motherfuckers, then get the non. These bitches have a limited lifetime warranty. Can't beat that either.
What does that mean? Limited lifetime warranty?
Never understood that.
Well, if you chew on it, they're not going to cover it.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
They should write that on the box. Don't chew.
Don't chew. Drop it in water. One thing drop it in water, too.
One thing we don't talk about, though, with these headphones, they actually, some of the styles that they come in, they actually make the wires flat, not like rounded, so they don't twist.
Yeah.
You ever have like cords that just, they twist after a while and they're just ruined?
All the time.
This one, these, they don't do it. They stay perfect.
Mm-hmm.
They're great. And you can wrap them around whatever the fuck you want. Your fucking, your
they're very durable.
Yeah, your
very
iPod durable. Or whatever.
Yeah.
Nothing's going to happen.
When I go travel, I use my
when you go to
audio.
Disney World.
I use my Tweaked Audio.
Yeah?
That's right. Yes.
There you go. Take it from the expert.
Wrong.
I leave the Beats home and use my Tweaked Audio.
Yeah, you do?
Yeah, I do. I use my Tweaked.
Can you really just advertise another company's headphones?
Well, you know why?
This advertisement.
Marco doesn't want the other one stolen.
Ding!
I could just get another one third off. Which one do you have? Which color?
Black.
How generic.
You were known in high school for wearing black headphones.
Fucking right I was.
Oh my god, this is horrible. All MP3 players, all iPhones, Androids, you got it. You can use them with anything. Your iPod, whatever the fuck, MP3. Go to tweakedaudio.com, type in a code word jerks.
33% off.
And...
Free shipping.
All right.
Beautiful thing.
Yeah, I can't wait to do one where we record it and just play it at the end.
Ding!
It's boring.
We just played a one we did a couple weeks ago.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
We might as well add in Gamefly. Does any of you even play fucking video games anymore?
I haven't got a chance to play video games.
Have you played any video games lately?
I have not.
No, you?
No.
All right. Next, Amazon. Mother's Day.
Yes.
Type in the code word. No, you have to type shit.
I have used
Amazon. Just go to our fucking site. Click on the Jerks banner, Amazon banner on the Jerks page. Get something from Mama's Day. You can get something from Amazon.
I already did.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
From Amazon?
From Amazon.
Sweet.
Yeah, we should be getting... Cool.
We get that penny.
We get that 2 cents.
6 months.
Whatever, man.
All right. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Bon voyage, motherfucker!
This concludes our broadcast day. Click.